10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Y'all, I'm back. All right, that I'm talking about. Hey, we got it together now, man. I'm telling you, we cooking with Crisco. That's a dang on show. Hey, y'all, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we got a great show planned for today. I'm telling you, man, we're gonna be talking about brothers, men. Hey, we're going to be talking about our emotions today. Now, we ain't going to be bashing on no women. We want to tell the women what we think about our feelings. You know what I mean? When they ask certain questions, this is what we want to know. You know, how we feel about it. So, yeah, just going to strap on your seatbelts, man, because this is going to be one hell of a ride today. I already got that feeling. So, I hope y'all got that feeling, too. So, you know what? You need to go on to get that cup of coffee, that glass of water. You know, that old cup of Jack or whatever you going to be sipping on. Go and get that old comfortable chair ready, because it's about to get hot and popping up in here today. That's right. It's hump day, y'all. Nothing like starting a hump day off with some great conversation. What y'all think about that? I think that's right on point. That's right on point. Ladies, we want to hear from y'all today also, because we want to know, what do you really mean by that? You know, you're always asking us, now, why can't you be emotionally available? Well, what the hell do you mean by can't we be emotionally available? So some of you ladies out there listening, give us a call and let us know. And I guarantee you, we'll get back to you. Just in case you didn't know, you can give us a call at 347-838-8622. You want to call in and have you just email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or better yet, just stop by my Facebook page. You know what I mean? Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. And I'm telling you, we got some things that'll be really hot and popping up in here today. All right. So don't I want everybody to feel like they're alienated from what we're gonna be talking about today, because we really want to hear everybody's opinion on this one. That's right. Not just the gentlemen. We want to hear from the ladies too. Now don't call here trying to start nothing, okay? You know, the guys kind of been off. They was off yesterday, so I don't know. They about ready. They about ready to hop on and get some things going if y'all get out of line today. That's all I'm saying, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Hey, once again, thank you for joining me today. Now, as we always do, you know, there's some things we do have to get out the way before we get started. You know, I got my man Goofy Bone already up in the chat room. You know, he's working on some things for his shows, but I'm sure as we get heated in the conversation, he's going to get up and come on the line and be a part of the conversation as well. Oh, man, I tell you, that's a lot of talking. But I tell you, it's amazing how one day you're not on the air, and the next thing you know, you get on the air, man, and you get to talking. You be like, wow, that's a lot of talking. What's really going on? But it's okay. It's okay. We got DP on the line already listening. Hey, girl, what's going on? Booty boo boo. Okay, I just had to do that. I know I'm so wrong for that. Anyway, y'all. So, like I said, just sit back, get ready for a great show. But before we do, you know, we always have some other things we have to cover before we get started. Just in case we get any new callers that may not understand exactly what we deal with, how to work things around here. Okay. And you know what? I do apologize because the last couple of shows, I realized there's some things I've omitted when I'm breaking down the house rules. So I'm going to have to go back and make sure I state a couple of things to ensure that everyone understands what is expected of them when they call in. Okay. All right. I'm still debating on the age thing, y'all. I'm telling you. I think we're going to keep it an adult thing, though. Anyway, here we go. You know, this is called Let's Talk. I am Mr. Talk. And this show is an adult show. And we cover some very touchy topics that we do. And sometimes there's some very adult things that are said on the show. It's just the way it happens. And sometimes you can't sugarcoat it. You can't be politically correct. You just have to say it the way it is. Keeping it real. That's what they're keeping it real. However, I do understand there's individuals out there that have a problem with other people keeping it real and some of the things that they may say. That's cool. We understand that. And we're not trying to offend you or anything like that. We're just trying to let you know. You know, we're trying to keep it for real. Keep it real. So at this time, I want to go ahead and apologize if we may offend you any kind of way. But as I mentioned before, this is an adult show, and sometimes adult things are said. What's up, John, Sam? I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining us today. He in the chat room, y'all. He doing his thing in the chat room. All right. Also on the show, you know, I apologize. So if anybody get out of line, you know, I will deal with them. But please, 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 please do not call here with some craziness. All right. Anyway, check this out. We do encourage open dialogue on this show. It's like a round table conference or whatever you want to say. You know, I'm liberal. I need the mics open so everybody can get their comments in. However, do not overtalk each other. And the reason why I don't want you talking over is because nobody can understand or hear you, period, at all, nothing. You know, that just drives me crazy and everybody else is listening because you may have a point that's being made, but yet no one really understands what the heck you're saying. And your point may be missed. So please be respectful of other people's time to talk. Do not overtalk them. And I will hold them accountable if they're trying to talk while you're talking. See how easy that is? See how easy that is? I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. And respect everyone's time to speak. I just covered that. I don't know what this going on here, but we're not doing that today. Oh, John is from Greece. What's going on? What's happening out there in Greece, John? Sam, now I'm talking about right there. Also, please make your comments short and sweet, to the point. You know, it doesn't take a 10-minute dissertation to say yes or no to a question. It's just that simple. It doesn't. So don't do that. All right, let's keep it short and sweet. That way everybody have a chance to get their comments in, and we'll be good. See how easy that is? And we can move on and continue to drive forward. All right? And the biggest thing that we're fighting now, no personal attacks, okay? Do not attack each other. You can attack the subject. You can attack what someone has said. But do not in any kind of whatever way attack each other. Because once you start attacking each other, that's showing that you're not mentally stable, really. You're not. And you know, once you start doing that, I'm going to have to control you for real then. And this is what you may hear. There you go. You're going to hear that. You may hear both of them. But if you hear that thunder, man, that means I'm coming down hard on you. It's about to be some ugly stuff going on. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying about that. All right. And, you know, once again, if any of these house rules are violated, we will not hesitate to go ahead and mute you on the spot. If you continue, we will throw you out. Now, I don't throw many people out. I really don't. Nah, don't think I haven't put people out, which I have, as Michael. But, but I don't do it, you know. Normally, I give you pretty good few chances. Now, unless you just want to call in and just keep going crazy, then I just shut you out completely. Okay, And those are the house rules for Let's Talk. I hope y'all got them down. Hope somebody wrote them down. Because I don't want to have to repeat them again. Not today anyway. But I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will. All right. Now, of course, as we always do, we have a song of the day. And then we have the quote of the day. Now, the song of the day. Man, I tell you. When you up 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, it's kind of hard to think of a song of the day. I know. But, of course, you know, I know y'all like, up 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, I'll be up 2:30 in the morning working on the show. See, now I'm trying to make sure y'all I bring it to you correctly. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, the song of the day that I picked is Healed, H-E-A-L-E-D, and that's by Donald Lawrence. Hey, he's a gospel singer. All right, y'all go and look up on. He does have the songs and the videos on YouTube. You know, for some reason they just didn't want to copy correctly for me, so I can't play it for you right now. But it's there. Just go and take a look at that. All right, it's a great song, man. I mean, it is an outstanding song. You have you bobbing your head, jumping up and down. You know, some of you may have to go and grab your Bible. That's all. And shake that devil off. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. All right. With that being said, let's get on to the quote of the day. And this is a good one, man. This is a good one. So, you know what? I want y'all to really listen to this quote of the day because, wow, it's deep. It really is. It's deep. Okay, here we go. Y'all know I don't read that well. Now, usually they have a bunch of X's, good, but this is more than X's here today. All right, here we go. Words have a magical power. They can bring either the greatest happiness or deepest despair. They can transfer knowledge from teacher to student. Words enable the orator to sway his audience and dictate its decisions. Words are capable of arousing the strongest emotions and prompting all men's actions. What y'all think about that, huh? I think that makes pretty good sense there. I like that. It's kind of deep, though. I understand it's kind of deep. Some of y'all don't understand that, but it's kind of deep. Do I need to say that one more time? Okay. I'm really pretty fast this time, okay? I'm not going to slow read it again. Here we go. The quote of the day. Words have a magical power. They can bring either the greatest happiness or deepest despair. They can transfer knowledge from teacher to student. Words enable the orator to sway his audience and dictate its decisions. Words are capable of arousing the strongest emotions and prompting all men's actions. Okay, that's the word of the, that's the quote of the day, and that's by Sigmund Freud from the Editor Educator's Book of Quotes. So y'all want to get more into Sigmund, you know, because Sigmund, man, Sigmund Freud had some things going on, I'm telling you. Y'all want to talk about the original freak? That was Sigmund, man, I tell you. But he had some good stuff, too. You know, so, but yeah. That's the quote of the day, all right? And now, without further ado, we have the quote of the day. We have the song of the day. And now we are finished with all. We have the house rules down. So now we're getting ready to rumble and get ready. All right, here we go with the first story before we get into the main event. In Saudi Arabia, y'all, when they say an eye for an eye, they really mean an eye for an eye. I'm just telling you. Okay? I'm just going to tell you like that. And here's why. Hey, Ed Meyer. Okay, thank you for joining us, man. You know, I don't know if you've been here before, but I've never seen you, so you know what? I'm going to give it to you back in. All right. Bright and early. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. All right, I see your hand up, bro. I see your hand up. I'm going to get to you in a minute. I'm going to get to you in a quick minute here. Let me go on and get this one story out of the way. A Saudi Arabian court has reportedly sentenced a young man to be paralyzed for stabbing his friend in the back, a crime he committed when he was 14, which left the victim paralyzed from the waist down, according to the Saudi Gazette. In a statement from Amnesty International, Ali Al Kawahar, 24, has spent the last 10 years in jail waiting for a surgical operation wow, to paralyze him unless his family pays 1 million Saudi riyals, which is $270,000, to the victim. All right. Now, remember what? Was it last week or a week and a half ago? We was talking about the death penalty in this country, and how could we, you know, how do we limit the crime that we're doing around here? You know, why do we have them sitting on death row or in prison so long? And I always said, use the Saudi version. You know, they don't hesitate. Well, this guy been sitting in, can you imagine sitting in prison for 10 years waiting to be paralyzed? Unless your parents came, your folk came up with some money. Isn't that crazy? But they believe that, hey, over there, they believe in that eye for eye stuff, man. And I don't have nothing wrong. Like I told y'all before, I don't have anything wrong with that. I really don't. Because I think that would curb a whole lot of the violence that's going on around here. Bible, Benny, I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining us. Quasar, the principle of Islamic law allowing victims anonymous retribution for violent crimes. Okay, it's part of the greater Islamic Sharia law as opposed to secular law that currently came under scrutiny during the Arab Spring uprisings in 2011. That such a punishment might be implemented is utterly shocking. What kind of mess is that? Huh? Even in context where flogging is frequently imposed as a punishment for some offenses, as happens in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. See, and here we go. An Iranian who threw acid in a woman was sentenced to be blinded, although he had his punishment postponed and then was ultimately pardoned by the victim, after Amnesty International had lobbied against the sentence as well. Once again, here we go getting involved with the people stuff. And what Amnesty International doing on that? Just a bit of a breakup. Okay. You know, what is going on with that? Huh? What is going on with that? I tell you, man, that's just crazy. See, we always getting involved in things. Them people been handling law for years, right? For years. But yeah, we gonna go ahead Amnesty International gonna go ahead and get involved with that. But I'm telling you, this political correctness crap is for the dogs. But let me go ahead and bring my caller on the line. Because I'm sure we can things to talk about. All right. You on the air. I can't even pronounce your name. You're going to have to help me with that one. What? Is you Supreme?
Ed Emia.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I can't even pronounce that, man. I'm not even going to try.
Thank you.
So what's going on, man?
Oh man, hey! Just looking at what you said, you had said something. You hit something on the head when you kind of touched something in my gut.
Uh huh.
When you said something about the idea about healing being a key word, Lord have mercy. Healing. Ooh man, good. What a big old word, big old giant size. Ooh, big as a universe word.
You talking about the song of the day? That what you speaking of?
Well, I'm actually thinking about the idea, about the very concept of what is healing, because humanity is in serious need of something to, let's just say, restore us, just make us whole according to what we were intended to be. Because apparently there's a tremendous amount of confusion in the world today. I mean, a tremendous amount of confusion in the world today. I mean, everybody, well, I turn around and I look at it. I mean, you got hints of war going on little everywhere. You got 192 nations in this world. You got 30,000 so-called denominations. That's just among folks who call themselves believers or Christians.
Mm.
It's obvious that that's not the word from the beginning, man. I mean, that can't be the Holy Spirit, bro. That cannot possibly be. And one of the things that's come to my mind really tremendously that's hit my heart is this. I mean, there's a scripture that says it really, really plainly, and I question about the idea about how many of us are really, really looking to understand that concept. And it says that when the Savior comes, and I think a lot of us don't realize the word for Savior also means he who makes whole. In other words, get the point, no imperfect or polluted standard is true to him who is one and cannot deny himself. So one of the things that comes quickly is this. I think it's real simple. As the scripture says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Unto the what? Meek?
Meek. All right. I'm listening. I'm with you.
I'm serious, man. I look at this scripture, and that, when most of you don't understand that word for gospel, people tell all kind of different things for gospel. Man, if you look at the scriptures closely, even the Hebrew word for gospel, per se, they use for gospel, or good tidings, is not a piece and a part of his word. It's the whole word. Nobody taking anything and making it pieces and parts, arguing against the whole. Because let's be real about it. No imperfect thing can make any man whole. When everybody makes a bunch of hasty conclusions, all you got is a bunch of arguments, and that can't be a covenant. It can't be an agreement. It's something that's wrong, and everybody turns around and takes it, and they think, well, I take this line, and you take that line over there, and I take this line over here. Oh, let's just say there's a whole rule. All of a sudden, somebody takes out or wipes out a whole paragraph, and then everybody says that they got the contract. Man, nobody got a contract if you take, especially if there are certain things there that everybody chooses to dismiss. And I wonder just how many of us have the type of humility enough to understand that when the scripture says the Savior comes, and it said he comes to preach good tidings to the meek, it's those humble enough to recognize that when he has something to say that is beyond what is ordinary status quo, what is beyond our ordinary orientations, and he says he preaches the gospel, that's the whole word, how many of us are going to be willing to admit, oh, shucks, I didn't know about that, but it was definitely important that I should have. We're going to have that kind of humility, man. Because think about it. All these different institutions across the world, 192 denominations, okay, 192 nations, okay, 30,000 denominations amongst them. It can only be because something is not being taught purely and perfectly as it was intended, because purity and completion can only offer one choice. I mean, if you think about what Christ said, he said, go forth and preach the gospel. He said, teach them everything. He said, baptize. Baptize means purge. It also doesn't mean just purge or wash clean, but it also relates when baptism in the context of the people having to realize that the institutions that they had been subject to had not been perfectly clean, had not been, let's just say, pure into a perfect, complete light, if you want to put it that way, no variableness and shadow of change. And one of the things that come to me real simple is this, something a lot of us don't really, really give consideration. You know, I look at the idea that, you know, 2,000 years ago when Christ came, okay, Rome and Greece had been seeking to persecute and destroy something very particular about the gospel. But really, at that time, it was 200 years. And then they came along after they got mad at what that word was. Then they came and destroyed Jerusalem in 70 A.D. And 60 million were murdered over the next few centuries. And then all of a sudden, the church got to be something Western, polytheist, rather than Eastern, monotheist. And people really believe that this thing that we are dealing with today is the church. And I think most people don't realize that word for most ancient word for church means the people who are called out from the worldly darkness or ignorance into the light. Well, if there's certain truths that Rome sought to absolutely destroy from the minds of the people, and they did because they killed 60 million people to shut it down, and by and large, most people were afraid to even speak of it. How much truth have we not remembered? And remember, Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, nullify in it, bring all things to remembrance. How about the things brought to remembrance that the leaders and preachers won't teach? And I can talk about a lot of things that's in the Scriptures that, you know, it's point blank tell you in the Bible, your leaders and your preachers ain't going to tell you. And it says, going to tell you. And if it says point blank, they ain't going to tell you about six or seven times, but just particularly in the book of Isaiah. I sit back and say, wait a minute. Now, the book already told us that the leaders, and the pastors, and the priests, and rabbis, and elders, and presidents, and kings have devised, according to Psalms 2, a scheme to hide these things. Shouldn't that be the stuff we look at first?
Shouldn't it? You're right. But then again, how many of us are actually going to take the time to go in and look at it or look for it like that? You know what I mean?
Well, man, I can only tell you this, because I don't know. I've always been a very curious soul. I mean, even as a kid, I mean, I tell you what, and this is going to sound funny when I tell you this, but man, even as a little bitty boy, I always thought there was something else to learn. Always have. I've always been a curious child, okay? So much so that there were friends that would come by the house, and some people said they wasn't coming back because I asked so many questions. Man, they consider me absolutely obnoxious because I ask so many questions about everything. But one of the things that, you know, my mom didn't do that. I mean, I'm thankful that she didn't. Man, I think we should really do this more with our kids, man. If we tell folks that we can't ask questions because we're afraid of stepping on somebody's toes, then after a while we get socialized and we don't ask questions no more. And after a while, my mind gets shut down.
Look out now.
Okay.
Hey, man. You just said a lot then. Go ahead.
I think about what my folks did, man. Instead of asking, instead of trying to answer all them questions, they bought me sets of encyclopedias. And I'm thankful they did, man, because I read about 2-3 sets of encyclopedias by the time I was 8 years old. That's how I stayed out of trouble, because they figured if I was reading and I was studying, hey, they stayed off my behind, and I didn't have no trouble to get in trouble for.
You're right. Hey, you know, hey, it's too easy now. You know, like you said, you know, I remember them encyclopedias, man. The whole, you know, every year they came out new, somebody was walking on the door, knock on the A. We got some new encyclopedias. They'll buy them. You got to go through, do your homework. Now, I mean, today it's too easy. You know, you got the internet, and it's still nobody wants to do any research or find out what's really going on. Before we go any further, let me give up my little shout outs there. 405, I see you out there. Vernon, Low, I see y'all out there. Thank you for joining us today. Now I got to give them a shout out. Let everybody know I see them. But yeah, man, you have said a whole lot, man. I tell you.
Well, I tell you what, bro. Long story short, I can only do this. I remember getting about 27 years old. You know, being always somebody who always sought for things. And I can tell you about a lot of dreams and visions that I had. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you this, bro. Got around 27. Lord hit me with something that just kind of made me suddenly aware that all I thought I knew wasn't really about a whole lot. He said, look, the greatest truth is not what people think they know, but what they know. Not giving all things consideration and drawing a lot of hasty conclusions. He said, that's wise, man. He said, that ain't wisdom at all. And it kind of puts you in your place, you know?
Right.
I asked him, how much should we learn? He said, until you can look up in the sky and say, star being one star's glowing, you keep growing. You got something else you can learn from me. Okay?
All right. I like that. Go on and say that one more time. A little bit slower so the rest of my listeners can get that. Hey, y'all need to write that one down. That's a good one there. Go ahead and say it one more time.
Long story short, man, I was walking through the hall. I can pretty much put my feet exactly where I was when he told me this. But I asked him, say, how much we should keep growing, you know, keep learning? He said, until you can look up in the sky and say star B, and one starts glowing, you keep growing. You got something else you could learn from me. And he started telling me about it. It started flashing in my mind about, hey, man, even while a blade of grass is green. Do you know what I'm saying? When we say star being one starts glowing, it wasn't just a star, a ball of gas starts shining. All that he did to make all this order we see in the universe that a man in his lack of understanding is just tearing up to smithereens every day. You know what I'm saying? And he said, until you know how to set all that up again in order, like I did, learn from me. And then he said something even more amazing to me. I guess it still hit me. He said, at the end of anything, all you think you know is just another beginning. It's just a...
Oh, my. Oh, my. Look at that now. Look at that now.
Man, I mean, and then he told me things like this. He said, hey, look, he said, every lie, say, watch out. Say, whatever you hear from people, whatever you read from people, anything else from people, say, you better check it out with me first, or somebody's going to make a fool out of you. Mm-hmm. He said, every lie a man believes, every hasty conclusion that men draw is an obstacle against discerning another dimension of truth.
Mm.
I said, whoa.
No.
Man, I can tell you just about where my feet was every time I heard these things when I was standing. I mean, I put my feet just about in the same place because it hit me just that hard, okay?
Mm-hmm. And I got you.
Dang. Don't come from ordinary. You know what I'm saying? I would have never thought of that. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. You're right about that. Well, let me go on and give you what you need on all of what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm telling y'all. That's what I say about the show, man. You never know who's gonna drop by and drop skills to on us. You know?
Hey, man. I never know.
Is that like I say? You always got to keep. There's no way you should say I'm through learning anything, because there's no way. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Thanks, bro. And you know what? How you pronounce your name again?
Ed is first name. Emya middle name. Emya is middle name.
Okay.
And it is a name that I wound up getting put on me when I was born. But that's a wild story. Let's just say, long story short, they didn't think I was gonna make it. So early, and Lord told him, said, call him this and he'll live. I said, oh, well, okay. Well, that's how I got this funny name that I didn't even know how to pronounce until I got 27. The family know how to pronounce it, but it means, amongst other means, it means he who has life. He has life. And he said, well, okay, I got to deal with that. But I can only tell you, man, what he told me, and I got to, I put a whole lot of this stuff up, man. He said, look, you got some important things for me to do. He said, but what you got to do for me, you say you're going to recruit some very powerful friends as well as enemies. In other words, everybody ain't going to want to hit you. But he said, because of what you got to do for me, he said, you're going to have my protection and guidance. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just got to say thank you for that. Thank you, Father, forever for that. And then he told me, he said, you're going to tell them things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, since the dawn of everything that's brought about the divisions of man. You're going to tell them about those things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, pervert, silence, and pridefully even seek to destroy. And I can protect it as a website, man. And I just leave it up for folks checking out. It's a website you can get to a couple of different ways. Website called hiddengospel.com. Website called hiddenisrael.com, spelled with a Y. You can check out it a couple of different ways. But this on there, man, that I'm going to tell you, it's some stuff on there that I tell folks where they can find it in the scripture. It says, look, the scripture says right here, they're not going to tell you this. I'm going to read this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You hear
me?
And there's an article on there I think is really important, especially at this time. There's an article on there called, there's one called Church Origin and Expectation in terms of what was believed in the East and why that early gospel spread so fast in 30 years that Rome wanted to come in and destroy Jerusalem. There's an article on there called Secreted City Prophecies. Real important to get a real serious look at. I'm telling you. And ask your pastors, why aren't they talking about it? I tell you why. It's because the scriptures say when that truth is known and everybody catches on to the real, people are going to find out all the foundations they thought were solid have been faulty, and that all the systems of the earth in so many ways have been too prideful to admit, hey, just something real simple. We didn't know. And ask the Lord, can we find out? That's so simple, man.
So simple. Wow. That's deep.
Anybody going to come back and say we need to humble ourselves before and tell us about it, say, okay, I didn't know around. We got a problem with saying to the Lord we didn't know? Or just we're so busy trying to exalt ourselves that we, well, I'm going to give you this idea. Just real simple, and I got to go, and I know you do too. But it's real simple, man. I can't even count the number of times that I was willing to say I didn't know, but I know somebody who got answers. And I got it before I could even finish speaking, just because I humbled myself enough to let him talk.
There you go. It's amazing because I like to say, be slow to speak but quick to listen. You know, and you'd be surprised at the things you do learn just by listening. You know what I mean? It ain't too easy.
Amazing, man. It's amazing. Because when I first started hearing all this stuff, man, I'm going to tell you, I got quiet for months. And I mean for months. I think it was almost like from like, oh gosh, maybe November to like about maybe April or something the next year. I mean, I didn't talk about it. It's like I dropped off the planet, man. And people ask me why I don't talk no more. I say, hey, bro, I'm listening. And I really don't want to interrupt the conversation.
Wow.
Supposed to what they said wasn't as interesting, but that's just the best way I could put it. I say, look, I'm trying to get it myself so I know how to say it within the time ever come.
Mm-hmm. You know, wow, that's great. Hold on, I got somebody else's problem. I know Mr. Lowe want to join the conversation. Hold on.
Hey.
All right, I would say you put it in already. Okay, great. All right, Mr. Lowe, what's going on, bro? You on the air?
Shalom, brothers. How are y'all today?
What's happening, man?
Nothing much. Man, hey, bro, this is some good food here. This is some good food for thought, listening to this man speak. I can kind of help him, though, as far as why some people won't listen, because they'll say, well, my pastor said, and that'll be the end of the whole thing.
Hey.
Or let me get with my pastor on that before I give you an answer to what I think. You know.
Yeah. I mean, well, you've had this discussion before, Lord.
That's been thrown at me a lot.
Hey, man, he's exactly right. I'm going to tell you what the one pastor told me, though. You're going to laugh at this a little bit. And it really ain't that funny, though. One pastor outright told me that, you know, I talked to him about a whole lot of these things, and he admitted, it's in the book. But he said the people ain't necessarily inclined to desire that kind of information because it kind of humbles folks a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he told me, point blank, he said, don't you know that for us, now I'm wondering who this us is. He said, man, don't you know for us it ain't about what he said Jesus said. He said, we are learning a profession. And I'm glad you understand these things, he said, but that's not what our people want. And if they're willing to buy what we're willing to give because they ain't looking for it themselves, he say they're willing to sell it. Now, who is this us that he's talking about?
Wow.
Wow. That's deep. Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. I say, boy, I'm telling you. Boy, we're getting education today and didn't even know we had planned it. Isn't that something? All right. 111, you on the air. What's on your mind? Thank you for joining us today.
Okay. What is this show about? People not listening to other people?
He won't stay long, I tell you that now.
Oh, he'll stay long because he know we're going to get to the topic eventually. Nah, you know what the show is. I don't want to mess with you. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
All right.
The last 3 or 4 days. Where you been hiding at?
Oh, yeah, well, I've been busy. The thing is, if the topic is about why people don't listen to other people, well, for certain people, they might just say, well, my name is N. Lowe. I don't have to listen to anybody.
Okay.
That's all.
I was wondering where you was headed with that one, but okay.
Well, other than what you think, Joe, I just might be a white man.
Yeah, that might be. Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to let y'all meet in the back there with y'all sheets and handle y'all business.
Yeah, well, sure. Why not? Right. Yeah.
I'm glad to have heard about that hidden Israel. I'm definitely going to check that out in a little bit here. Got like another 45 minutes before I get to my house, and that's something that's going to be a hot topic for me this evening.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out myself. Of course,
absolutely.
You know, we'll get back from Bible study tonight, but yeah. You know,
I like.
Hey, dude, you have to do what you got to do. You know, and like I told you and told everybody before. You know, sometimes you have to study it all. You just can't study one portion of it. You need to study it all to get a real and like Ed said, a real true understanding of what the heck is going on and what you're supposed to be learning or know about. You know, not just what one person, one this angle here is telling you, you know, or that angle there. You got to put get all of it and put it all together yourself to see exactly where you're supposed to be going and how you're supposed to get there. That's just
I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, you know, if your roadmap, if your atlas is your Bible, then that'll be your cornerstone, and you build from that cornerstone with other books and other information, though, you know.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but if you're talking about the Bible, then everybody knows that there are at least 13 books missing from the Bible. So how can anybody definitively believe in the Bible to begin with?
Well, all you have to do, Joe, is get yourself an Apocrypha, and you'll have a complete Bible.
Get myself a who?
An Apocrypha. That's the name of the books that were taken out.
Say it again.
Apocrypha.
The Apocrypha?
Yes.
I'm going to spell it for him.
Apocrypha.
Oh, really?
So
in other words, people can get it, but the church doesn't have it.
No, it's not the church don't have it. A lot of churches choose not to give them or teach from them.
And the reason being is because your apocrypha, when it was said that, oh, all the laws are done away with in the Bible,
that basically
threw the apocrypha out, because the apocrypha basically confirms the laws and is a guide as to being a champion for humanity and mankind, and serving others in lieu of yourself.
So there are supposed to be 13 missing books that the church supposedly has, and then I heard somebody say the other day that there were 72 missing books. So how many more missing books and whose possessions are there supposed to be?
Well, I know that the Apocrypha is 14 missing books that were taken from the Bible. Yes.
Well,
and
we need to do some more research and find out exactly how many books are missing, huh? I know about what Lowe's talking about. I ain't know about the 72, but we'll find out. Hold on. Let me bring Vernon in. Mm-hmm. All right, Vernon, you're on the air, bro. What's going on? Happy Wednesday to you.
Oh, happy Wednesday, my brother.
All right.
What's going on, sir? Yeah, what's going on, man? I'm just glad to see, you know, people starting to stand out and break the trend of what they've been talking and going to the true doctrine, you know, instead of just going on this traditional thing of teaching things what people want to hear to satisfy the ear, you know. I'm just glad to see it happening now. You know, it looks like it's beginning to be more people out there that's for the true doctrine other than this untrue doctrine, you know, this made up stuff. Well, something don't fit, I just make something up and make it sound right and make you like it, and then, you know, you like it, you know. I don't like that.
And plus, you might get to sell a book and do some autographs in the meantime too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's just good to see it happening, man. You know, like I said, the truth been covered up and sugar coated, and you know, so it to fit the people instead of the people fitting the truth. You know.
Right. I asked the other day, and I'm still asking people, you know, especially the quote unquote atheists. If it's not true, then why are they doing so much to discredit it? I mean, if it's not true, then just leave it out there in the wind. Hey, it's not true, period, whatever. But why are they doing so much to discredit it? I mean, if you bring one point, they're going to try to bring seven against that one point. So, like I say, you know, it's got to be something to it. You know, I asked one of my friends recently, how did this entire construct come to be? I mean, you know, if you want to use your Big Bang or whatever, okay, well, when did that happen? How did it happen? If man did all of this, how did man do this? You know, all of that stuff. So, you know, just give me some answers. The book that I have gives me plenty of answers, you know, if I decide to sit down and be studious of the book. You know, I can get plenty of information. But if I don't, then I can go and I can listen to what I've heard before, and I hear it time and time again. It's the same thing wrapped up in a different package, you know, in a different person. And ultimately, I'll be even more lost you know.
No, Lord, you can't get more worse.
Joe, if you really knew me beyond this telephone, brother.
If I really knew you, I'd what?
If you really knew me beyond this telephone, trust me.
Oh, really?
Okay. Absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, speaking of Montana,
mm-hmm.
I was actually looking at some, and I hate to change the subject like this. I was looking
no, you
at
don't.
Some, yes, I do. I was looking at some vacation information
mm-hmm.
On Montana. And where is that? I think it's like a lake where the bottom is so the water is so clear you can see all the way to the bottom. And you're thinking that the water is maybe just a few feet deep, but it's like, I think, 200 or 300 feet deep.
Well, that's the way it is with any kind of non-polluted lake, especially if you have like the white sand beach. But you don't have that in the United States too many anymore.
Yeah, this was something I'd read about in Montana more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm
open
to
Montana. You got to come here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, you can't come to Montana.
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
Yeah, he can come to Mount Catana.
Yeah,
hold on, let me break somebody. Let me break somebody. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Go ahead. Happy Wednesday to you.
How you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing fine, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Mike?
What's
up, Mike?
Good. I'm trying to talk about the subject for the day.
What up?
I don't know what it is either. I just called in, so.
Okay, all right.
We were talking
at
Georgia's ear hustling.
Yeah. All right. The topic of the day is men and our emotions. All right. That's what we're talking about. All right, Michael, you need to get away from your speakers or whatever because the echo didn't come till you came in. So
I don't have an echo, sir.
But I have one. I hear you. And it didn't happen until you got there. Okay. That's better.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Now,
men and their emotions, and we get on the Bible.
Well, no, you know we do a pre-story. See, you came in late.
Yeah.
You did the Michael today. You came in late.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I came in real late.
Who cares? You didn't have to say that. You always make a point to say if someone is speaking about religion or something. I mean, God, it's just foolish.
We didn't
ain't know nobody care nothing about that, man.
I like to talk how we all are. I don't like to talk about the difference. I don't like to make believe.
Okay, well, I tell you what, then, brother.
This is the real subject today.
What is make believe? What is make believe, Michael? So you didn't hear it. You didn't hear it now. What's make believe?
I don't want to go into it, man.
No, go into it.
Damn show will be all over the Bible again.
Exactly, Matt. It's not.
Okay, just answer that one question. I mean, you throw it out there and then reel it in. Just answer that one question.
Oh, now here's the question.
You already know where I'm going. I mean, you already.
I don't
heard
know where
you're
going. I don't ask rhetorical questions. I'm asking.
No,
if
that's so, that means you have not heard anything I've. You've never listened to me, Lo. That shows that you never listened to me.
Speak what you got to say, man. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, just say what you got to say, man.
Yeah,
I mean, there are other people listening. There are other people listening. I mean, you come in and you find out what we were discussing. Oh, I'm glad I came in late. And then, you know, well, I'm glad because it's this imaginary whatever. I'm going to tell you like this, bro. And I told you before, you said you got sons. I would hate for your sons to go out and think nothing is more than they are, and they get their head smashed in because of the way they figure they can just go out and live and be whatever they want to be and do whatever they want to.
Okay. See, I'm glad.
I would hate for that to happen.
Right. But see, I hate for my sons to grow up into a contradiction where they're saying they want to be righteous and that the people, there's no clear picture of righteousness. I want my sons to make decisions on how it's going to affect them lives, knowing that there's a consequence for every action you make. That's a fact. But believe
me,
I don't want my sons to be a Christian and to look at a gay person and have hate for them. That's what you have. That's what Christians have. You have to have. And I wanted to ask someone.
Hold on.
You come in. It's make believe. I'm going to tell you why it's make believe.
Hold on.
I'm going to give you a statement.
I will tell you again.
Listen, it's a fact. Look at your life.
I will tell you again.
Look at your life, sir. Look at you.
I will tell you again, sir.
Look at you.
I am not a Christian for the thousandth time, nor do I go by this self-empowerment crap they teach in the churches now.
And so what are you, Lo? So what are you?
I exist. I'm a man.
Okay.
I'm a part of humanity. That's what I am. I don't hate any. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to hate a sodomite and send my soul to hell because I hate
you. Don't
him.
Know what
hate
and love hate is. Well, first of all, let's talk about what hate and love is. You want to go into it? Because, you know, Lo, I don't even think. See, I'm glad we're talking about this. What is hate? What is love? What is hate?
You tell me. You ask.
No. I can. Okay. You said love
around.
Everybody. I'm going to tell you what love is.
All right.
Love, no, I'm real quick. No, it's only going to take me 90 seconds. Love is not looking at somebody. Love is not looking, see, you know why? Because I'm going to crush your statement that you love your enemies. There's no way that you can ever love your damn enemies. It's psychologically impossible. It's emotionally impossible. If you look at someone with disgust, you demean them, you call them ridicule names, you try harmful hurt them, you discriminate against them, that is not the sign of fucking love. When you say that you know that a person is gay, you will not go to their register because you don't want to touch their bread, that's hatred. That's the bottom line. So you want to talk about love is not envy, love is not jealousy. Love is a whole one thing.
Well,
love
you
not.
Can,
so I'm
you
asking,
can call it
what
you want to.
No.
Can,
I'm
yeah,
asking
yeah, you.
You
can call it
what
you want
love
to.
Is,
but let me,
bro.
I will tell
so,
you like this,
so
man.
The way you talk
that,
is not love.
What
the way you
just
talk,
said.
And the Bible does not speak about love. It
what
speaks
you
about
said,
killing people that are not like them. Kill them all.
Love.
Kill the people
you,
off that are not like you. That's a fact. Look at the Old Testament. That's a fact.
I didn't say anything about killing anybody.
You always refer to it. That's not love. That's a fact.
Wait, what the hell? What are you talking about? I ain't said nothing about killing nobody, man. What are you talking about?
No. I'm saying, go to your book. And you, hold on. In your book, it says that people that are not like a certain individual, kill them all. Look at the kings. Look at Daniel. Look at Joshua. Look at Daniel and the kings. All of them killing in the name of religion. And it's a fact. That's why they fighting over currently a time, Middle East. If America would leave all Middle East alone, they'd still be fighting in wars because it's simply we can say to mankind, sir. Play the
really?
Music.
I would just say,
don't let
sir,
me play with you. You don't love nobody the
I
way you talk.
I would just say, sir,
the way you talk about
gay,
you don't have no love.
All you got to do is look in that Bible.
That's not a fact.
Everything
you can't love
going
gay.
On in
all
the
right.
world right now.
Okay. All right. That's enough. What?
Let's go on the topic of the day, man.
Why should it be an argument about it? Everybody
say,
entitled to their own opinion.
We will save this argument.
I speak facts, bro. Forget it. I speak facts.
It's a good one for Friday. Give everybody a chance to go on the weekend thinking about some things. So look forward to Friday, y'all. That's what we're going to be talking
Friday?
About. Anyway. What?
Is that what you said?
What?
You're going to have Friday set aside for the Bible?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't show up, then Joe, let me hit him with something.
Okay.
Yesterday, if you wouldn't have showed up on the show and the show was going on, it was still going to happen.
True, bro.
So you put that together how you want to.
But
yeah,
I'm sure Joe did. See, Joe being an agnostic, because he got to get his 8 cents in. But let's
I just asked if Friday was going to be set aside for the Bible.
We know, Joe. We know. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know why there has to be a big argument over religion, man.
Well, because you have everybody that has their different beliefs and different teachings
opinion.
And what have you, and nobody wants to take time to listen to the other person and see, you know, what's going on. That's why. I mean, that's part of life anyway.
If they truly with their religion, they would know that it ain't fun to argue about, right or wrong.
You're right. But
I mean, it ain't nothing to argue about.
It's still about that human competitiveness that's got to say I'm right, you wrong. You understand
I'm
what I'm saying?
I'm gonna get my point across.
Right, exactly.
I'm gonna get my point across, and you gonna believe me.
Thank you.
You forget about that one.
All right.
And you forget about that one.
Let's go on and get it together here, and we're gonna talk about us and our emotions. You know, what do we, you know? And I put a question out there earlier today, and Lo saw the question. He thought it was a good question. Because I wanted to know, I put it out there, I asked women, you know, when y'all say y'all want to emotionally, what was the question, emotionally open man, what the heck do you want? You know, here's the question. When we ask a man to be emotionally available, what are we really asking, and what do we really want? Well, somebody reworded it. And, man, some of the responses I got, I was like, really? Do they really know what they want themselves? You know, I don't think so. Here's one response: to open their hearts when we open ours, to be real and say that what's on their mind and heart. And ladies need to be okay if that's not deep. For guys, it won't be all the time.
Bullshit. All that is, that's just another subtle way of pointing fingers at men and saying, why are you so closed? Why are you like this? Why are you not like little perfect me? That's all that bullshit is. Because every time they say that, then an emotionally available guy comes along, then they don't want that guy.
Let me make this clear. This is not to be a woman bashing thing, okay? Well, that's not what we want.
Right.
What I wanted
is
to where we can let the women that's listening now know how we feel about, you know, our emotions and how to interact with us so they will understand us a little bit better. All right? So we're not bashing women here today. Okay? That's all I want to say.
Can I say what I was going to say first?
Go for it, man. Do it.
Before you put the rules in effect.
Yeah, just don't bash the little girls.
Go ahead, man.
First of all, Joe, most women got that idea of a knight in shining armor, that perfect guy, that Romeo and Juliet type of love story, that happy ever after thing going.
That's
and
right.
You know, men don't too much feel that. You know, that's stuff they've been taught, man.
That stuff,
you know,
that they've been taught, but they embrace
that stuff that they've been taught, but they embrace it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They love it. Well, you think if you're trying to correct them of that fairy tale romance thing, they don't want to hear it. How many times, I've noticed this over the years, how many times have you heard a celebrity divorce and they'll say, well, I'm still looking for my knight in shining armor. Now, these people are in their 30s and their 40s. You would think they would learn. But they would say that.
But
they don't learn.
But if you raise your daughter and you teach them that, you know, you can't fornicate, you got to make sure you get married, you want to think you're going to find your knight in shiny armor. That's what they're raised. They're raised that first man that you should be with, that you should marry and have kids with and be no with no other man. That's the perfect marriage. And I'm letting you know for a fact that we can actually see in actuality human beings don't work that way. That's a fact. That we can clearly see it.
Take your breath for a second. Let me say this right here. Take your breath. But, Michael, that knight in shining armor stuff, I feel a perfect person to think that everything is going to be peaches and cream in my relationship.
And that's what people say. And I agree with you. Vernon, I agree with you. I applaud you, but you don't understand what you're saying. And look how we raise them. We teach them about.
Hold on.
No. Look how we raise them. We raise them. Hold up.
Look how we raise Michael.
Our kids sometimes. And as far as what you're talking about, whereas though you can't fornicate, you got to make sure that you, in time you have sex, you got to make sure you're married. You can't get divorced. You know, you can't commit adultery. You have all these type of rules, and that's not how life really is.
Who raises kids like that now?
The Bible says that. A lot of people that's going to church, a lot of people.
Why are you going
back
to the Bible? We talking about emotion.
No. You asking me where we get it from, and I'm letting you know why. That's where we get it from.
Hold on, listen. I didn't ask you where it come from.
Well, you have to start from there. So why don't you go to the source? You have to go to.
I just asked you who the kid is now.
Breathe, Michael. All right.
I just asked you, who's teaching their kids that now, man? How many people actually teach their kids that now?
I would imagine all fathers still teaching their kids, their daddy's little girl, their daddy's little princess, go out and get yours, honey, but don't get knocked up. Make sure you marry the right guy. Make sure the marriage is set for life. There isn't any difference.
What I'm trying to say is I cannot tell my daughter that the first guy that she want to be with.
Michael.
Because you're not talking about the real issues,
Michael,
bro.
No. What I want to talk about, and I want to talk about how we raise. I want to talk about how we raising our little boys, how men are acting with their emotions. I don't want to know about it. We know how we raising little girls.
Well,
and
okay. Well, hold up. Well, listen. Well, first of all, your topic is like crazy because everybody is emotional. What do you mean, men's emotions? Everybody's emotion.
Well,
emotion
damn,
doesn't have a man or a woman
man.
On it.
Aren't you a man? Aren't you a man, Michael?
Yes, I am.
Sometimes.
I have emotions.
Do you have emotions?
Emotions,
Michael?
Yes, and guess what?
Damn.
Okay, so since you did your research, well, what are the emotions that we're talking about? You only can talk about four emotions. And guess what? The emotions that you're talking about, a woman has the same thing because we're talking about human being emotions, sir. So you keep on putting a man on woman. We may act it out in a different because
right
society.
Hit his ass again.
Now,
Mike,
I know who,
Mike, you're talking about a man now, though, man.
We know they got the same emotions, but men are wired differently than women, you knucklehead. Listen to what we trying to tell you. God dang. I don't care.
But, you know,
go ahead.
I've been told a lot of times, you know, I could be there for a woman. I could be there when they down and out. And then it could be that one time that they got something going on that I just don't give a fuck about. And I get told I'm nonchalant, that I just don't care. I don't show no emotion.
Right. You know, and what is that? Is there something that that's wired into us or, you know, but here's the thing, we all, you know, men most of the time, most men, we don't show emotion, right? Unless we're at a sporting event. We have no problem showing emotions then. Am I right? What makes it so much different? What makes it different?
Most of us been taught, you know, and through growing up watching our fathers, it just wasn't good for us. You didn't see your father cry.
Right.
You never seen your father cry. If you went to church or whatever, you never seen your father cry. You know, maybe at a funeral or something, but most of the time, your father or your grandfather, your uncle or something, they were the ones that were standing around and wasn't doing no real crying and being all, you know, emotional and stuff, you know. So I guess it's kind of something we taught, man.
It is something that we're taught.
Right. And a lot of people say that, listen, all people, all human beings, see, you're talking about in the physical realm. See, there's really no difference. When you're talking about emotionals, you're talking about on a mental level. Because something happened, and it comes from your thoughts. And I know we act, and you're talking about we act a different way? Yes, because society has taught men to act out those feelings in a different way. Some men, when they get mad, they might smack a woman. Some men, they act it out differently. Some woman will feel that same emotion, and she may do something else. Because society has said it. It's on a physical level, but I'm letting you know the feeling is the same. I'm talking about when you said emotions, you're talking about fear, you're talking about pleasure, you're talking about sadness, and you're talking about anger. That's the only thing that you can be talking about, and all human beings go through that. Now, you want to put a male thing on it and say we different, society has made us different than that. But we all feel a woman going to get mad. She may cut it out different, but I can't go into someone else's body and say they feel more anger than me. They may feel it more, but they may act different on their background and their tradition.
But a lot of times, we don't feel it. It ain't that we don't feel a thing, it's that we ball it up.
But hold up. If you see a man cry, why are you defining a man? You are looking at a man and saying he's not a man because he's not acting the way you're acting, or he may be crying in a certain situation.
Oh, I don't say
that's
that.
Not making no. I'm saying in general, Lord, and you know people will say that. You stop acting like a man because you're crying, boy. Stop tears because you're crying. If you hurt, you're supposed to cry, but you keep on trying. You worrying about tears coming down somebody's eyes. But are they keep on trying? So,
you know what?
I mean, that's what it is, man.
You know what? Here's what I'm about to say. See, here's the point. You know, men and our emotions. You know, I think a lot of times we're high in our emotions. You can kind of attribute it to Maslow's, you know, hierarchy, you know, his second need, safety needs. We feel, we're taught that it's better to keep our emotions within, you understand what I'm saying, than to let it out and be, I'd say, predictable or, you know, to be vulnerable. That's a good word for it. You know, that
to be the stone. We
huh?
Talk to
yeah.
be the stone.
Right. You know, and you know, that's just part of a Maslow's theory. I mean, hierarchy. You know, and I think that's one of the main things, the safety needs, because we, as long as we know we in control, we are safe. You know, we got everything under control. We don't need to display that, but that's the way we're raised up. But like Vernon said, you never saw your parents, your dad cry. You know, regardless, and no matter what was going on, that was a no-no. And you know, basically we imitate what we see.
Right, but that doesn't make it was right. Right, but that doesn't make our past generation, because see, our past generation led up to the condition that we are in now. See, our past generation don't like to hear that, but that's a fact. They led up to where the situation is now, because that generation had control. That's a fact.
Does
you
it
can't
to
get away from
you,
it.
You okay,
so,
man?
So,
are you
we
okay?
Have to break away from that.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Is who okay?
What are you talking about?
That's
okay,
Michael.
Man?
That's Michael. Yeah,
no.
he gets on that roll.
It's almost,
yeah, I'm quiet,
it's almost,
man.
It's almost like a man going to the doctor. Okay? Most of the time, men will sit there and hurt and have pain and stuff and won't say nothing to nobody, be sitting there. You know, it might be something fatal, you know. It might be something that they could have taken care of. If they got it taken care of early, they might could have did something about it. But most of the time, they'll sit there and they're trying to be the strong one, you know. You know, don't want to be the weak one. Don't want to show no emotion. And next thing you know, you're out of here. But a woman, most women, you know, they quick to go to the doctor, you know. That's the same way with that. It's just stuff that we, I don't know, I guess we, like I said, we see our fathers and stuff do.
Yeah, here's another response to the question we put out there. The word emotional means a state of mental feeling. When we ask a man to be emotionally available, we want him to try to share in whatever feelings we are experiencing at the moment, whether love, disappointment, anger, joy, sorrow, etc. What y'all think?
I don't really go with that. And I'll tell
yes,
you why
is,
I don't really
right.
go with that.
Well, Michael, let him talk, Michael.
Damn, I guess this let's talk with Michael. Damn. I don't really agree with that, because I know it's been several conversations I've had with my significant other, and it could be something to the point where I didn't agree with what she was saying, you know. Case in point, one time she was a director over like a youth choir or something. For some type of program they was having at the church she used to go to a long time ago, and had these children in there that were clowning and they weren't really participating, and she was mm-hmm. like, because I wasn't going to allow them to let my program, you know, not be good, and I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean your program? You understand what I'm saying? And so she got offended. Just because I didn't totally agree with the way she said this. I mean, I was asking, you know, is this program for you to be puffed up, or, you know, is it for everybody and the whole church to, you know, feel have a good feeling behind it, you know? And we just with that little piece right there alone, she kind of got pissed off with me about that, you know, because I wasn't just, you know, going along with what she was saying, you know.
Mm.
You want to see a man get emotional, give him some BSOP brandy, and then sit there and be listening to some slow music, and then watch him sit in the corner crying about don't nobody love him.
And hold up, you're right, but hold up, I want you to give a woman.
I want you to give a woman that same bottle of liquor and see what happened. I bet you she'd get emotional.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know what she'll do.
I want to make factual information. Oh, I want to go back to the comment on Facebook, that Mr. Comment. I want to answer that thought, what he said. All emotions comes from thought. Now, that's a factual statement. Now, I'll be quiet. I'll listen.
That was it?
That's fine, man. But I mean, the thing is, like I say, just from the way she worded that, pretty much she wants you to be an emotional tampon for whatever her feelings are right there. You know, if she mad, and that's what I was saying, because my old lady kind of got pissed off about something, I was supposed to jump on the wagon and say, yeah, that's right. You see, and that's kind of how I took that Facebook statement.
Why couldn't you have been more supportive, Lo?
Well, hey, I was being honest. You know,
I sit there and cried with a woman one time, and when it was all over, she was sitting there smiling at me, and she didn't ever let me live it down, man. I always remind you of that time I was crying.
No, this was another time. I ain't talking about the time you gave me the bottle of Brendan and I ended up in the tub hollering about nobody loving me, cuz I told you that was an inside joke.
Oh, so anyway,
I want to go back to something. Is that one of the reasons why we're more likely not to show our emotions, because we feel that once we do show, you know, we'll never live it down. You know, every time you turn around, it'll be brought up and thrown back at us by our mate.
Of course it is.
Yeah, they're going to get thrown back at you.
Of course it is.
That's one of the reasons there.
That's one of the reasons.
I can agree, and I'll say this, though. I mean, you know, just me personally, I think it is my place, and, you know, certain people can feel how they want to about the word place, but I feel it is my place to be the stronger vessel for my family, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if everybody can, and I'll,
so
I
why
will
can't you cry?
Partially, I didn't say I can't. Now, okay. What I can do is I can go outside and I can go sit and get in my truck and make a block and I can cry my ass off and come back home. But
yeah, look,
just to let it go right there, I don't go with that.
Yeah,
I don't have,
well,
like I say.
I know, but the whole thing is the bottom line. This is a question from chicks. This is something they've been saying for decades and decades, which they'll probably say for decades more, is that they'll always complain, why can't you show your emotions? Well, every time that you do, just like Vernon was talking about, they don't want it. They don't want you to show your emotions. They keep saying they do, but then when you do, then they throw it up in your face or they change their mind. So what does that say?
Well, Joe, you from listening to your own previous shows, man, you seem to be a guy that's in touch with your emotions, and you said you like fun and you don't like drama and all this and that.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm trying to figure out why has no woman landed you yet? You are the perfect guy then.
I am the perfect guy.
Nope.
That's why I'm
not. Oh my God.
No woman wants the perfect guy, cuz.
Well, they say they do, but they don't.
That's the misconception.
They say they want somebody who's emotional. They say they want somebody who's sensitive. And then say they also want somebody who's strong and unflappable and will always show them the way. Well, then you're having contradictions, because if you're going to be strong and a man, that doesn't mean that you can't have vulnerabilities. It doesn't mean that you can't have lapses in decision-makings at times. They want a perfect man.
Look. Here's another response, and this was very interesting. And she says, "Well, I would never ask a man that question because I think you're setting yourself up for disappointment. That's like asking a man to get in touch with his feminine side. How would we as women like for a man to ask us to get in touch with our masculine side? By setting our standards and requirements where there should be." Where God wants us to be, the question would not be necessary. The man for us would honor, respect, and be emotionally available just because he is a grown-ass man. And that's the right thing to do for your lady. Stop wasting her time.
What did I say? I said accusations, didn't I? But there it was.
Well, first off, I ain't got no damn feminine side. Yeah, for starters. So I ain't no need to make them for that.
I second that.
Because that's just saying the same thing Michael was saying, which I am agreeing with, is that we have sensitive natures within human beings. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, boy or a girl. When we hurt, we hurt. We hurt for the same reasons, for the same type of situations.
But I'm going to bring this call in, but why don't show it?
Why do you want to call it a feminine side, though?
Because they're puffing themselves up by saying, why can't you be more like us?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm going to bring a call
that's
in.
All right.
510, you're on air. Go ahead. Happy Wednesday to you.
Oh, happy Wednesday. Listen.
All right.
What is it?
Go ahead.
See, that's what women don't want. We're just picking at you, this lady.
Come on in here and talk. Say what you got to say. We're just picking at you.
They interrupt. They try to do you tactics by bullying, interrupting, attacks on the person. You know, that's just...
We're just picking at you.
We're
just playing. Go ahead.
So
what you got to say.
What women want, so, you know, you're not women, so it seems like instead of talking so much, you just want to listen. But anyway.
It's not what women want. The topic is not what women want.
What is the topic?
Wait a minute, stop. Yes, I want to know, Miss Lady, when you say you want an emotionally available man, what do you want? What are you looking for?
Healthy people want emotionally available people to interact with.
You want to somebody sit there and cry when you're watching TV?
No, wait. Let her finish, please.
Yeah, she's the woman. Let's hear from her.
Yeah, go ahead, Miss Lady. I quit.
Forget it. They don't want to hear the truth.
No, I want to hear what you said. I apologize. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That means somebody who can be honest. They can be honest that they have worked through their issues that are going to impact the relationship, be they childhood issues, past relationship issues, and bringing a healthy emotional state to the relationship. That means they're not blaming, projecting onto the other person all the stuff that's happened to them. They're dealing with reality. They've embraced their failings. They've embraced their successes. They know that they still need to learn. They are becoming a healthier individual. So if you bring your past stuff to a relationship, you can't help and you haven't dealt with it and resolved it and understood it and are determined to improve from it, then what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure in the next relationship, and the relationship can't be healthy. Somebody's emotionally available, that they're not full of anger and arrogance and pain and hurt and blame and projecting. No, but that's unhealthy.
Well, that's not love, Neva, what you just described. All that list, man, that's not love.
I knew he wasn't going to shut up.
I just wanted to say something, though.
You said it. Okay, thank you, Michael. Let me bring Chris in because we got people lining up here.
How you doing, Miss Lady? How you doing?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Okay, hold on. Hear your voice.
Michael.
Oh, nice to hear yours, too.
Okay,
all right, hold on. Let me bring Chris in. I know Chris got something to say.
I mean, I can't see. I got to say how nice to see a voice. I can't see.
So, how's it going, everybody?
What up, Big Chris?
Okay. Yeah, listen to the show. What are we talking about? About love?
Men and our emotions, man. Men and our emotions.
Oh. Okay, men and emotions. As a real man, keeps their emotions in check, you know, as far as anger and violence, you know, because there's plenty of people locked up right now, men locked up for being emotional people.
What about the sensitivity that the women ask for? What about that?
women want men to be sensitive. I think it's more of their asking to be sensitive. When women ask, be sensitive, be sensitive. They're saying it to be sensitive towards them. Don't be so, you know, critical to. Don't be criticizing everything I say and do. You know, try and understand and have a sensitive understanding about my needs. You know, I guess because. I think that's what women want. I'm not really in a woman's head, but I'm just going trying to have an idea why that's why women say that.
Well, we got a woman on the line. Why don't we ask her about that?
I want to ask her, too. What do you think about the statement, Miss Lady, about a woman is more emotional than a man?
Okay. There's a couple of things with that. Now, you know, everybody knows women go through monthly changes and hormonal changes. And during that time, they tend to be more emotional, and that's hormonal. But that's not all the time. I was to say that I found, to be honest, that men are much more emotional than women. They hide it. They try and not and it comes across as arguing. It comes across as getting very upset very quickly, bullying behavior. It comes with stonewalling or shutting down and not talking. I mean, I think men are even more emotional than women, but they have been, because of society, they think that by not showing that emotion. Now, showing emotion, healthy emotion response is different from an unhealthy emotional response. I mean, you can express your emotion. That doesn't mean you have to yell and scream and dictate and argue. And, you know, that's not showing your emotion. That's showing an emotion, but it's not the appropriate way to show your emotion. See,
well,
now,
I think that's what the
issue is. It's a sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Women want men to be sensitive to their needs as well.
No, well, that's
okay.
What Chris was saying.
Well, see, these are philosophies.
But it doesn't mean that they want them to be like women. We want men to be men, right?
No,
we
but
don't
see,
want them to be women,
we want
but
men
we want
to be men.
Understand women, but, and be sensitive to their needs as well.
No,
like,
see, that statement, but see, that question I just asked you is theory. You never can say someone is more emotional than another individual. We have no measurement in that. Only thing
we can measure.
Hold on,
listen,
ma'am. Hold up, listen, ma'am. The only thing we can measure is the reactions. Now, a man may get mad and smack a woman. A woman may get mad and kill herself.
Why are you always smacking women lately?
No, I'm using it. Oh, hold up. How you try? Look, don't be on airwaves to act like I'm abuse. Because I definitely miss it. I'm not a violent person.
All right, hold on.
I'm using things as an example. I use real life situations.
Let me bring another call in because we didn't heard those examples before. Let's get another point of view. All right, 111, you're on the air.
I'm quiet.
Happy Wednesday to you. Go ahead. Tell
me
what's on your mind.
Hello, same to you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
How you doing, Mace?
Yeah, Mace.
Well, a man, an emotional a man, and sometimes his emotions do show, but they don't know people can see it.
Do tell.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Mace. Let's say you and your man was at home watching a Lifetime movie, and it's a very touching story or whatever. Now, okay, I didn't ask you if you did them. Let's use the hypotheticals here. Now, let's say that you're watching this movie and you're all teared up and, you know, that's one thing. But if you're teared up and he's teared up, wouldn't that be considered a bit much?
Not necessarily. If he's an emotional person, I mean, that get into movies. That's stress. That takes away stress.
But see, I'm glad Lo brought that up. Listen, he's saying he would look at that man sitting looking at a movie and saying if that man had tears come down his eyes, he's less of something. That is psychologically delusional. You can't say that that man would not defend
what
himself
I would
just
say
because he
is,
cried over
he, that
what
man
would make
is
him
sensitive.
What?
That's what I would say.
But it doesn't make him a less individual, though. He can probably do some crazy shit.
Are you listening to me, man? Damn, I said I would call him sensitive. I didn't say he was less of any damn thing. Yeah, you got men out there playing in the NFL that probably tear behind a movie.
Well, okay, he's doing
it. Like, Chris got something you want to say. Go ahead, Chris.
For example, two things. You know, I cried when I first saw The Color Purple because of situations that reminded me of things that I was going through around that time. And that doesn't make me less of a man. I remember when Michael Jordan won his first trophy, he cried. You know, you never know what goes through a man's mind when they cry. You know, we can only imagine when he was crying, he was like, man, the loss of his dad through so many pains and sores that he had to go through to get here, and it looked easy for him to win that trophy, but he went through a lot. And I can imagine, you know, when an athlete cries about a situation like that. So
wouldn't that make
him sensitive because he was crying. He won the NFL, the NBA Final Championship. It just made him
cried at their wedding.
Well, those are all emotions, Chris. Those are all emotions. Yeah. That, I mean, he went to North Carolina and did what he did there. Now he's reached the pinnacle.
Right.
With that trophy. Of course, I go with that, but we're talking about sitting down watching a lifetime. There's no pinnacle in a lifetime movie. None.
So your question is, what would the woman think about dating a man or being with a man who not only one time but constantly does
every time they watch a movie, he's tearing up.
I want to know the answer to that myself.
You know what? I just want to say something, y'all. We have a lot of sensitive people, and a lot of sensitive people go around killing people. They're too sensitive. Their sensitivity. So we want to talk about this sensitivity, that. We have to talk about how do individuals think, because that's where the emotions come from.
Yeah, because they locked up. You know, rise above an emotion. You know, a lot of people, get in a lot of trouble because they didn't put their emotions in check. Messed up relationships.
But it comes from the way they think, though. And then we had to go, okay, so why do they think the way they think? You got to go by how they was raised, what they were taught, what their theology is, what their ideology is.
Remember, fellas, we talking about men.
You don't have to go through
all that. Yeah, we talking about
men. As a child, nothing like that. They really need to wrestle, like, okay, is this, I'm angry what he or she did to me. Is this really worth being emotional and getting upset and doing what I'm thinking right now? Can I really afford? Can I really afford what happens? What happens after what I do? What's going to happen?
And that goes for everybody, not man or woman.
Okay, hold up.
I have a question. Why can a man show emotion to his friend but not to his woman? Like his best friend, if his woman leave him, his emotions can show to his best friend.
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, well, you don't know me and that friend. What?
That's not like an individual personal thing. You ask.
No, not an individual personal thing. No, this is life. If you know a lot of people, you know a lot of people.
Well, can I add to that?
You don't have to watch TV.
Did you say that it's like
it's all? I'm talking real life.
Can I add to that?
All men do that. I don't know nothing about that.
Can I add to that? Because if he's running to his friends and showing him, remember, watch what he's doing. He's communicating with his friends about his feelings. He can't do it with his woman. And a lot of women do not like a guy communicating and letting them know how their emotions, because society says if a man shows his emotions and tell you how to really feel about things in a certain way, in a compromising way, he's less than a man. If a man compromises in a relationship, in a marriage, he's less than a man. He's a leader. He's got to show something. And I'm letting you know for factual information. If you're in a happy marriage, a marriage is a compromise. There's no leader. That's a fact.
I'm not talking about
that.
We're discussing emotions.
It never compromises. A leader never compromises.
How women feel. We're discussing how women feel about men with emotions. That's what you're discussing. So if you're not a woman, you can't tell how women feel about men with emotions. Some women love to see their man.
Listen to what you're saying. Everything that you said, a woman's going to do too. A human being is going to do. All human beings need to do what you say. Just listen to what you're saying.
What are we talking about? We are talking about men.
You said men.
I'm letting you know there's no really no difference. We showed it a different way.
All right, Michael. Man, like I said, man, question. We were talking about apples on the show. You bring up crab apples, so you know.
No, we were talking about peaches on the tree. You be talking about lemons somewhere and nobody else will get.
No, I mean, I brought up situations, ma'am.
So I'm answering the question.
No, ma'am.
What I'm saying is that you ask how do a woman feel about a man showing his emotions. So you couldn't. Neither one of you all could answer it unless you are a woman. Can
so
you,
what's the answer, man?
Unless we got some. Joe, did you ever go to?
Yeah.
Well, I
on the phone.
Yeah,
I don't
think a woman should feel anything if the man's being emotional. Being emotional. Bottom line, in discussion. Okay.
What do you mean, sir? Another human shouldn't be feel anything? That's a lie. You talk about that robotic and computer. You said a woman should not feel anything.
Said,
that statement should never be mentioned on Earth.
How do we think a woman should feel about a man being emotional to her? She shouldn't feel any other way than him showing a certain side of him that he feels comfortable with. Bottom line, it doesn't. It shouldn't be no put in the category, oh, he's gay. He's
well, we're listening to you all before the woman.
Well, hold up. What if he gets emotional and hold up. What if he gets emotional and slaps?
So it shouldn't be no more.
If he gets emotional,
that.
He might get slapped back.
You know,
hold on,
no,
no, no, no. I'm
it's
asking
simple,
your question.
Time.
So you
she
saying she should just feel
I mean,
that?
She gave you
an
answer. That
answer
was good enough?
Oh, no, because he didn't, he didn't get my rebuttal. I'm actually, what if his emotions response, his emotional response to his emotion is to slap her when she runs her mouth?
Well,
she should accept that?
No,
I'm going by what he said.
Right,
I'm
no,
going
no,
by
no.
his
what
rules.
What he said was that a man.
Go ahead. Who was talking?
I was talking.
Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Poor Michael. He got tased so often. The thing is that what Chris was saying was that a man should feel comfortable enough to express his emotions in any given situation. Or am I saying that right, Chris?
You're saying that correct. Hey, I go to my woman. Man, you know what? Listen. My grandmother died, and you know what? It's really killing me. I need to talk.
No, don't even. No, Chris, don't bring it that extreme. Don't bring it that extreme. No, don't, Chris. Don't, Chris.
Look, why are you telling him that?
This would happen to me.
Why are you telling him that?
So I was on the highway.
Let him express himself, man.
I almost got into a car accident. Oh, my God. You know, I'm really emotional about this. This is really getting to me right now. I ran into them, and they had to go to the hospital, and, oh, man. So I went to the hospital with them, and it looks real bad, you know. They're in critical condition and everything, and it might not turn out for the best for any of us. He's kind of, you know, emotional. What's wrong with that? A family member passed away, and I might start crying.
You know what?
Isn't that a different circumstance altogether? We understand that.
Yeah.
But
what I
want to know is the everyday interactions with
that
our mates
right,
what happened.
Right.
That's
and
what
that's
I want to talk about.
I'm bringing up what I'm talking about.
Michael, am I talking to Michael?
Oh, I thought you were Spanish. I'm sorry. I'm quiet. Okay. Because if y'all are talking about men, I know a lot of men out here will get emotional because she said something or he wants to put it in his check and he takes his emotions and say, she run her mouth, I feel less than a man because society says no woman is going to be running my mouth with me and I slap him in the face. We need to talk
everybody
about these things because it stems from emotion.
Like
emotion.
God!
I'm breathing. Anyway, as
I mean, you got a little bad.
Exactly. I mean, Micah, every man does not. You talking Leo about
really
beat up
is.
On women? Yeah. What
right.
I'm talking about
right.
is the men that hold their emotions or feelings inside, and once they do present them or show them, they're held against them in a lot of instances. That's what I'm talking about.
But it shouldn't be.
You know, but everybody's talking actually the same thing. Michael's saying this. He's just bringing it to a little bit of an extreme. What he's talking about is that men are sensitive.
He's talking about anger emotion. That's what he's
talking about. Yeah, that's what
he's
saying.
Not a happy one. You even show emotion when you're happy.
He's just saying, what if a man just brings it to, takes it to the next level, which is very aggressive, which is very unacceptable?
Well, what it sounds like
is angry emotion. What about
what it
a
sounds
one?
Like, what it's.
And I like what
there.
Lowe's talking about, because Lowe's asking the same kind of call, giving the response to what the woman's asking that was on Facebook. She wants to know how come men can't be more emotional, can't be more available, and I'm saying that's a hidden accusation that she's pointing at men. Lowe's bringing up the situation. If the man is there watching a Lifetime movie and crying with the woman, it's nice every once in a while because the woman feels, I've got my soulmate.
We're bonding.
But you do it more than two or three times, all of a sudden, she's not interested in you.
I'm saying there's no definition of more emotional, because that man is going, if he gets mad, whether he doesn't hit you or not, he's going to act that emotion out in a certain type of way. When she says, why can't people be more emotional? You can't use more. Now, why can't we communicate our emotions to you? That's a different question. But you never can say someone is more emotional. You haven't a measurement that you can't measure. You can't.
Right.
The only thing we can do is measure the actions. And if we get mad and don't hit you, we're going to take that anger out on something else.
Okay.
We might cheat on
this?
You. That's what
but
I'm saying.
How about when men keep too many of their emotions in check, and there are men who express too many of their emotions. How about having a balance?
Your emotion is going to show, sir, in some way. If you isolate yourself and shut you off, your emotions are going to show, sir. I guarantee you.
I'm not saying that they're not. I'm saying having a balance.
Right. Because the best example I can give is I know I got a partner. His granddaddy was like, you know, he was an old dude that never really said a whole lot. But when he talked, regardless of what it was about, people shut up. You know, especially if everything was hot. When he talked, and especially if he raised his voice a little bit, everything got quiet. But, like, you know, in any event, that man was, like, laid back, relaxed, or whatever the case may be. But when he raised his eyebrows because something didn't seem right, everybody in the room already knew what was going on, you know. And this was a person that never really talked or whatever. They'd sit and listen.
Okay.
But as far as the emotional part goes, you know, this person only raised up and showed emotion when I say there was something that was that had to be settled. You know what I'm saying?
There's some emotion.
I don't get where you keep getting to the part where somebody got to be hitting somebody or whatever. You know, we're not even talking about that part. You know. We're just talking about the Lifetime movie part, you know, and everybody crying, including the dog.
Yeah.
There are more definitions.
The dog and the cat are getting
there is a definition of a person that is more emotional, and that's a person that is insecure when they got to start hitting. That's not even when the emotions get up to that high of a level of that kind of emotion we're talking about. That's a person that's insecure. They got to start hitting people.
No. That's just somebody that's just pissed the hell off, too.
First of all, when you say someone is more emotional, first of all, we got to realize what emotion is. Fear, okay, anger, pleasure, okay, and sadness. That's the four emotions we all human beings go through, okay? But when you say more, you only can say, like, for instance, if a woman cheat on me or something, some men may leave her, okay? Another man, a woman cheats on her, he may slap her. If a woman get cheated on, she may touch the man. Hold on. I'm listening because he said someone more emotional, and a lot of people say women. If a woman get cheated on, she may know that, but she may act that emotion out on herself. She may go and kill herself. She may act that emotion out on her kids. She start abusing the kids because, you know, the family. That emotion is going to come out, and you can't say more, sir. I'm letting you know that emotion is going to come out some way. That's a fact. That's the bottom line. You can't say more. You can't say more. You just judgment. You can't say more. That's a fact.
Why did she why would she have to kill herself? Why couldn't she just?
I'm just using as an example hypothetically. I'm not using specifically. I'm just using general. Woman may go and spend money. She may go shopping and look. For instance, she may get mad and go start spending shopping.
Well, nobody can talk to me around. Ow! Nobody
can talk to
me
around.
Well,
Michael. Mike, you got so many electrodes in you, you might as well go for the electric chair.
Now, let me ask this question. Here's a question.
No.
Lord have mercy. Is emotional, especially with the men, is it more a subconscious than conscious when it comes to men? No, is it
Say that again. Did you say more self-conscious?
Subconscious.
Oh, subconscious. Right.
Yeah. Is emotion with men, is it not as conscious as it is subconscious when it comes to men?
I think everybody has already said that society, our daddies, mom, the propaganda from the media, Hollywood, all of that has an influence about what a man should be and about what a woman should be. That's part of the influence, but it's a great influence. So I think it's not just subconscious. I think it's actually conscious and subconscious. Subliminally, we have these particular emotions, and consciously, we act them out.
Hmm.
What happens when you can't?
Where do they come from, Joe? Where do they come from?
If you can't let your emotions out, what happens?
Michael, you're right. They come from thoughts, but the thoughts have been inculcated within us by society, by propaganda.
That's where we need to die.
I know.
Oh, boy.
What about
that? Okay, I understand
that. It's still kind of created by society.
So what is the solution then? So what is the solution,
Michael?
that's
why I
got to
go,
like dude.
You know what
like
the solution is, Mike? Everybody should have a fucking taser.
Yeah. No.
If your son, if your son come home crying because somebody called him a name, you gonna tell him tough it up.
But that's not
tough
you know,
it up. You ain't got no business crying because you don't cry about no shit like that. You know that's most of the time what a person gonna tell
a
boy.
Yeah, but you know what? I disagree with that kind of upbringing.
Well, yeah,
you know, I didn't say I agree with. I'm just telling you
okay.
That. But,
right.
You say don't cry, you let them know what words mean, and you let them know what the world is going on, and you let them know right now what is going on in the world right now and how people are. But to say don't cry, don't do this, he may have not cried at school in front of the kids, but he may feel when he come home, he just want to go ahead and bust it out and let his family know. But when you say don't cry, you're saying that he's doing something wrong when he comes to you. When he comes to you crying, there's no wrong. When you say don't, you're saying what he's coming to you is wrong. That's what I'm saying, bro. And I'm letting you know, the bottom line, like Joe said, we got to go to the root, and the root is how we would raise, and we got to go and hold up. Those concepts are not right. Some of these concepts are not right.
Yeah, that's what Verna was saying, too.
Yeah, Verna, I agree with you. Some of these concepts are not right.
I don't think it was about how you raised, because if you know better, you do better. It doesn't necessarily. A lot of things I was raised and taught, I don't even go by that because it was mixed in a little bit of society's cultures and traditions. If I went by what my family taught me, I would be following their tradition.
The reason why I am the way I am now is
because of
my past.
Right.
And I may have looked and see the ways I was raised, and I may reject it. So regardless of where I reject the way I was raised, that raising had an effect on me. And the way I am now is a part of my past of the way I was raised, whether I was raised right or wrong. It still makes me who I am today.
I'm talking about the raising that was done, you know, that people or yourself want to follow and continue. You know,
and
me myself, I don't really care for family get together Christmas Day. That's foolishness to me, you know. Some of my family members still do it. I'm not doing it or raising my children believe in that foolishness.
I'm not saying people do it now. I'm saying like the way a lot of us have been raised, you know. That's like kids now, they being raised totally different. It's okay to cry. And if people most of the time they get petted up, babied up. Okay, that's like the little kid the other day. I forgot where it was with the dodgeball game. You know, he went home crying, and daddy and mama said, that ain't going to happen to little Judge and nobody else.
Well, that's not dependent upon the age, though. I mean, today.
You're talking about a game. I know grown men that cry at the football game because they didn't lose 6 in a row in the NFL. You know,
they lost their house, too.
And a whole lot of them cried and made a bid and lost a big
yeah,
a whole lot of money.
Yeah, they lost their house, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
They called them.
And they show emotional withdrawal when they make a lot of money.
No, I'm talking about some men want to cry when they lose family members, but they don't want to cry because they feel a man don't supposed to cry. If someone says a man don't supposed, that's the biggest lie. That doesn't make that you're not going to be less of a tough guy. Sometimes you got to get that emotion out and get that grieving out and go in a room and cry. Like, if you want to call it a baby or what, them tears got to roll. And you're not less than a motherfucking man, even if you show it. Let somebody try to say I'm a punk just because they see some tears out me. Try me. Try me. You going to say I'm a less of a man? Try me. But I'm saying
Michael,
the way society
Michael,
is broad.
Michael, when was the last time you cried in front of your sons?
What?
When was the last
funeral.
Time you cried
what?
In front of your sons?
At a funeral.
Besides an emotional event like funeral or a game or anything like
Man,
that.
We don't have drama like that, sir. We
no,
have
no, you
like this. Hold up, sir. You asked me a question. Look, you asked me a question,
yeah,
and I gave you an answer.
I gave you
a specific answer to your question, and then now you want to keep on because you're not satisfied with it. Won't you go move on? You asked me when it was the last time I cried, and I told you. I opened my life up to you, and I told you at a funeral.
Now,
what else you got to say?
The question is, it besides Michael, besides the funeral, which is an emotional event, what about sitting in front of your kids and just start crying?
There's no other event. What are you talking about? If I was watching a movie, listen, for instance, if I felt the same way I felt when I saw First Call the Color Purple and me and my kids, I would cry in front of the Color Purple in front of my kids, and that's not going to make me a less of a father. That's a fool. What the fuck are you talking about? I had no situations to cry in front of my kids. We don't live a sad.
Go answer the question.
I cried in front of my son, who was about 13 at the time, and he did too. We were crying together. You know, I'm an adult, and he's about 14 or 15. I left and had to leave town for a long time, about 3-4 months. And we did, I love you, Daddy. I love you, son. You promise you're coming back. And, you know, he's snot-nosing and everything. And I'm like, man, come on, man. Head up. So that was about 4 or 5 years. We were crying. I can man up and
say,
yeah, we were crying.
Big Chris, that is just like the funeral situation. That's
well, nobody wasn't dying.
Okay,
I was
but that's
going
what
so far
that's,
as a career.
That's what I'm saying. That's expected. That is expected to happen. You know,
well,
nobody wants to see you leave out of town.
Well, I don't quite understand the question then, because Michael asked, he said, funeral, and I'm saying I was leaving out of town on a job.
Yeah, and
I'm
saying besides that, besides the
Let me ask him. So, Chris, when was the last time you all were sitting down at home and, I don't know, watching some type of movie that was emotional, like Roots or something like that, and the tears just start coming? That's the question.
Okay, now, you know what? It wasn't really tears, but we was like, y'all don't laugh, okay? But, you know, he was a little bit younger, and it's like 10 or 11, maybe 9, and I was, like, feeling real down doing this. It was Toy Story, right? It was the movie Toy Story. We watched the movie Toy Story, right? No, man, that ain't cool. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, guys, I got
What was her name, Chris?
The movie was called Toy Story. Eric, come on, man, help me out with this. And we were crying. But we was like kind of like bundled up and like, oh, that's messed up. What happened? They gonna take him away. You need this toy. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So,
bottom line, men shouldn't be afraid to cry in front of anybody. But the
y'all asked about a movie, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but men should not be afraid. Look, if you're watching.
If that movie
moves you, a man should be able to cry, tear up without feeling self-conscious, no matter who he's with.
Right. That's right.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I took my son, me and my son went to watch Good Deed, man, when it came out.
Okay.
And I had to pull myself together, man. Yeah, I had to get myself together. We ain't going to watch no shit like that no more together.
Damn.
What did you do? Make you nervous or something?
Really?
Hello. Yeah, Mike, you've been untased.
Well, I just say, Vernon, listen to what you just said, and I agree. I applaud you for going to a movie like that for seeing your son, because I guarantee you that movie, you and your son something. Do not go and say that, man, because the society.
What?
I'm just saying what you just saying that you were. I hope you was joking.
I'm just talking, Mike.
Okay,
that's
all I'm saying. But I mean, it's real like that. I mean, some people think that out here. About what we're talking about, man. You know, that's all I'm saying. So,
movies.
It's not a lot of movies that they make that make me tear up. It's not a lot of movies that they make now that make me tear up. So,
yeah,
I don't think I had to worry
talking
about that for a while.
He had to move without his toy Woody, man. We was like, oh, that's messed up, man.
Hey, Chris, have you smoked one, Chris?
Yeah, I think he has.
See, you know what I cried? See, look, I cried when I first seen Glory. I mean, I was younger, but when I first seen Glory, Denzel get beat with that whip, I teared up a little bit. And if I was watching that with my sons, if I felt the same way, I was watching that with my sons, I wouldn't hold no emotions back. Why?
Nobody got teared up at Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
What?
No.
No?
are you really serious?
Them just some crazy ass.
And you know what, Michael?
Well, no, dude. I told you, dude. You suspect, man.
You don't know,
bro.
I got a question. Now, there have been some people that said that some individuals are what they call emotionally detached. Is there a certain thing? And if so, how does that work?
That's a philosopher. Who wrote them books? Will you quote
that's
that?
Not
that's
a
lie,
Michael. They're called sociopaths.
How's a lie with
Excuse me. I guarantee you that sociopath is acting out some emotion. He's acting out one of those four emotions that's all human beings
have. No. Hannibal did not have any emotions.
Let me tell you, wow. Why not? I guarantee you when he needed to kill somebody, he had an urge, he had a pleasure, therefore he had a fear. That's fact. I don't give a fuck what you say or what.
Now,
you got
the big taste today.
Press it again.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
I got prove
you
wrong.
I'm gonna prove you wrong.
I set a world record for tasing today.
No, I agree with Mike. I agree.
I know because I'm speaking fact, bro. You don't have to agree with me, Joe.
Michael,
right,
you
I don't agree with you.
The world.
Okay, I'm speaking fact. You don't have to agree, Joe. Facts you don't have to agree with. They just like
somebody give an example. Eric, can you give an example of the definition of the authentic definition of
emotionally detached.
What is that?
Easy.
I'm
gonna tell you a prime example.
Yeah.
I think it's myself.
Okay.
Man, you're a liar. So you have fear. You get pleasure. You get happy.
Mike,
what are the four emotions that?
It doesn't mean the absence of emotions, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. Shit.
Wow.
I'm surprised Mike can talk today. He's been tased so many fucking times. He's got to look like an octopus with all those electrodes together.
Yeah, Lord.
I think it's three of them.
Come
Michael,
on, man,
you're one emotional
contact.
Human being.
No, okay. Anyway, as I was saying, you know,
I think it's three of them.
You know, and this is why I'm saying this. Because, you know, there's certain things that you go through, you know, go through. And Micah used a good point, as in killing someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and with some of the stuff I've been through, I can honestly say I can kill somebody and not have a damn care in the world about it. I wouldn't, you know, and as far as your relationship, yeah, there's some things I've been fighting with that too, you know, because sometimes I do feel like.
You know what, though? But the question was asked.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, so. For Michael to say that's just a theory, Michael crazy as hell. Because, you know, and I know I'm not the only one. You know, and somebody actually had to bring it to my attention. Because I really didn't realize it until it was brought to my attention. I'm like, damn, that made
me. You know what,
hurt.
Though? you and Michael and Chris are all in league because Chris is asking for the definition of emotionally detached. Michael is saying that emotions aren't always totally erased. And you're talking about emotionally detached person. But Michael's right. And the thing is, I think emotionally detached should have a definition attached to it that says emotionally irresponsibility. Because
right.
Hannibal did have feelings.
Hello.
And that's why he killed. You still have feelings. That's why you have to do whatever you have to do. And I think emotionally detached, that has to be further explained. Because I think most of us are detached at some time or another in order for us to hide our emotions. But yet, we still bottle up our emotions. Our emotions never completely go away.
One situation I was in 2006, I got a divorce. And when we walked out the courtroom, it was like, whatever. I really wasn't crying or stayed home for months and months on end. She's gone. There's no. That night, I went out and had a good damn time. It was like, that morning I got divorced, that night I was with somebody else. So,
but what did you do when y'all first separated? By the time you got your divorce, you probably had did a lot of healing, man.
No, I didn't. I didn't go through that emotional thing. People be saying, you know, wait 6 months to get another relationship and all that society stuff. People say, I went out that night, First Avenue in Minneapolis.
Because over the course of months, the emotions were drained from you.
When
I got my divorce, when I got separated, I spread my wings. I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm letting you know, and now I'm settled down. Now I'm cool, but I spread the hell out of my motherfucking wings. Basically, I'm saying what Chris said. I ain't look back.
Here's
I did what I had to do.
It all depends on who wanted the divorce, now. If you wanted the divorce and you didn't want the relationship anymore, you're not going to care about leaving.
No. If it wasn't even like that. If you're trying to get to that, one of us wanted more or less, it don't even matter. I'm telling you, I was attached to if she wanted it more I wanted it more or less, it don't even matter because now you're emotionally attached to the situation. Who cared the most? I didn't even care.
Okay.
Here's the definition of emotional attachment. In psychology, it can mean two different things. In the first meaning, it refers to an inability to connect with others emotionally, as well as a means of dealing with anxiety by preventing certain situations that trigger it. It is also often described as emotional numbing or disassociation, depersonalization.
No, first of all, that whole description that they said, you can just solve in one thing. You don't have empathy. That means when someone is feeling something, you disregard their feelings. You don't treat others as you would want to be treated. That's basically what that whole definition is saying. And I'm just saying, that person that's looking, if someone is crying and they say, man, you shouldn't be crying, they are feeling the emotion when they look at a person and saying, I don't attach with you, I don't care. They're feeling the emotion. It may be hatred, it may be anger, right? But I'm telling you, they still feeling emotional because they're thinking about something.
I'm trying.
Exactly.
Lord.
But well, see, Vern, what I wanted to say, Vern, is sometimes on that divorce, all depends on who beat you down. It don't really depend on who filed for divorce because sometimes it depends on who beat each other downtown. That's how bad sometimes relationships.
I didn't say who filed for divorce. Sometimes the person that filed for divorce ain't even the one that wants the damn divorce. That's what I'm trying to get y'all. I said the one that wanted the relationship.
Right.
The one that was there that wasn't ready for it to end. That's what I'm going to go through right there.
Just both of them just say at the same time in all three. Without saying both of us, we want this. We really want this, and we agree. We're 100% sure this is what both of us want, not more. So, and I believe that's what became us. We didn't. It was inconsiderable business. We didn't want to have nothing to do with it. It wasn't,
I
want this. I'm saying it wasn't like one wanted it more and the other one's getting a bad end of the deal emotionally. Realize what happened. They're not going to realize what happened because they still attached. We were detached. And
Well, we got that, Chris. Night. We got that, Chris. So I'm gonna break it down so that exactly what Vernon is saying can be understood.
Okay.
When I went to child support court the very first time and the only time I've ever been in my life, the judge basically told my daughter's mama, "Hey, if you would have agreed with Mr. Lowe a little bit more, we wouldn't be here right now." And basically, when I walked out of there, I was happy, and she was upset. I was the one that wanted to go back to court. She didn't want to go because there were some things that could have happened to not be in her best interest, and those things happened. The child support was dissolved, and, you know, as opposing to it riding along another year or two. So the thing is, you know, one person wanted it and the other one didn't. I was welcoming. Hey, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
And so in the case with the divorce, he was saying, maybe the man wants the divorce and the woman don't want it, and it's kind of forced into it. So, you know,
okay.
that's what your case is.
Well, hold on. First of all, if a person don't want you, that's a divorce right there. I mean, you can't force nobody to be with
you. That's to you. That's to you. You so goddamn tough. That's to you.
No, Lo, I'm not. Lo, you talk tougher than I do. You more man than I am.
I'm talking about the emotional part of it, man. I'm talking about the one that's going to have the bad feelings and the crying and the feeling bad and the not able to move on is usually the one that was not ready for that, not want the divorce. If you want the divorce, you don't give a shit if it ends or not.
That's right. What I'm saying is, as far as the way Michael done put it, well, you know, if somebody don't want you, then it's time. It don't always happen like that. Somebody may not want you, and you're not ready to let that person go, and that person went on by.
But listen to what you're saying. Why would I want to be with somebody that's telling me that they don't want me? I'm trying to change their image right now.
Because they're
telling me who they are, and I'm trying to change their image, Lo. That's all I'm saying. I'll be quiet.
Don't ask me why would some people want to stay with a person that don't want them. I don't know.
They do it all the time.
But that doesn't mean losing weight and not sleeping and not eating and everything.
But how can we stop it? How can we spread the message and stop it? It's saying don't change nobody's image.
What's gonna happen? Mike, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen.
Right.
Now you can go to the doctor because you got a headache, your leg hurting, your back hurting, but if your heart is hurting, nothing's going to change. I can raise my hand and say I've never been in a relationship before I got married to the point where I had put all of my emotions into one person.
No, right. I will never be attached to another person in my life. Totally attached. No. Listen.
What day did you get married?
I'm letting you know.
What
totally attached. When that person, not when I get divorced, but if that person goes, I can go on with my life.
Michael, answer my question. What day did you get married? When did you get married?
I'm not married.
When did you get married?
It was back in the past. It was years ago.
Okay, I'm asking you.
I was married for 15 years, Lo. I was married for 15.
Give me your wedding day, please. All this stuff you're telling me is irrelevant. What day did you get married?
I got married in 93.
Okay, you got married in 93. Okay, whatever day 1993, you did not say, nor did you ever think, I will never be emotionally attached to another person again. You never thought, you didn't think that back then on that wedding day. You thought all the good thoughts, all the happy thoughts. Everything was happy, joy.
I'm letting you know right now. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not going to get into it, but I know I wasn't, looking at it now, I know I wasn't really even mad. I know I was delusional. I know I wasn't making, I felt I was making the right choice. The only thing I want to say when I say that, because if any of us on this phone been in a relationship and it was last, we made bad decisions. I'm no different. I'm letting you know it was a wrong thing to do. I lied to that woman because I was not ready to make those promises because evidently we got a divorce. That's all I'm saying, Lo.
I just want to ask a question to Michael, because I do admire and respect, and I like to know why you said that, because I'm kind of feeling that way too when it comes to another relationship. You are not, you said you are not, are you talking about a relationship? You are not going to put yourself, be emotionally attached to another woman.
No, I'm saying totally.
Oh,
whereas
right.
though, if that,
I like
whereas
that.
Though I have
I
the
like
mindset, if this woman, if I come home and she take all my shit, I will sit and laugh and keep on going with my life. Don't get mad. Don't do. As long as ain't no kids involved, I gotta go to court. If ain't no motherfucking kids involved, it's a done deal. You see what I'm saying?
You know what,
I whereas though, if this woman can leave me, she can cheat, she can do me wrong, and I would smile. I would not get mad.
You know what,
I would not act the traditional way, because guess what? I'm looking at facts. I'm looking at who this individual is, and I'm going to have no tolu for attachment to her. That's what I'm saying.
Like that, because you know what? I was saying
that's
that,
what I'm saying. Because
I
if I do totally attach myself, that's depression and that's
can
stress.
Can Big Chris finish? Can Big Chris all finish? Please. Right.
I like this, what you were saying, because I was saying this to a friend of mine, that she's in love with her boo. Okay. He can't do no wrong. And I said, you are setting yourself up to get hurt. What you need to do, I'm telling you, I said the same thing to her. She's ready to get married. And I said, if you want to have a happy marriage and you want to be happy, do not totally trust him. Kind of like the same thing you said. Do not invest yourself into him 100%
emotionally. Well, when I say, when you use that word trust, that's like we're being deceitful and we're being fearful. I'm just saying live in the moment. But I'm saying if the motherfucking time comes, bro, and when she do something that's outlandish that may cheat on you or may do something right there, if she roll out or she act a certain way, you can roll your pack, your bag, just like Heat. If you don't get in the situation, you can't leave 30 seconds later. And that goes for all situations. No total attachment, because you make, as a man, we got to make sure we stand on our own 2 feet, and if a man's down his own 2 feet, man, he don't got nothing to shit to worry about, y'all.
I like that.
We kings. Kings, man.
If she up and leave, it's like, hey, you know what? I was expecting that to do. It was a possibility.
Breaking up, because she sounds horrible.
Can't. Because I told you don't own it, so.
You don't have what?
Okay.
Oh, well. Yeah, I'm back. I'm listening to y'all.
I like the fact that, okay, people that are in relationships don't get totally emotionally attached to a person, because who's to say they could up and leave for any reason at any time.
But Chris, if you're doing that, isn't that kind of like setting the relationship up for failure before it gets started?
No, it's not. No, because
no,
you're listening. No, it's not. Because they learn this wrong. Quick talk to him, Chris. Talk on, Chris.
That's what I was thinking.
All right.
No, it's not.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to talk. All right.
If you're not putting 100% into a relationship,
Talk to him, Chris. That Michael was saying, okay, I'm with this woman right now. The next 6 or 7, 8 months, we doing great. And she want to up and leave, she can go, because I was kind of expecting that to happen anyway, because, you know, hey, her thinking could have went to another place. And it's like, okay, you want to go, but I will not get.
Hold up.
I'm not going to set
up
to get emotionally tight like
I
that.
I mean, Chris.
Depressing myself that you're gone. And I'm losing weight, can't eat, and all these other things. And now I think all women are dogs and go through all them stages. Later.
Hey, Chris.
When a woman does that, it's not making all women look bad. She's making herself look bad.
But listen, okay, Lo, I'm after you, Vernon.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if your lady come to you and told you
I'm
going to help, huh?
And if she say I'm going, I want to be with you
no
more.
No. I wasn't gonna say that. If she come to you and tell you if she don't have her all in it, she's not putting 100% in it, how would you feel about that?
I don't. I'm for real, and I'm gonna be my arms. I'm like, I listen to what she got to say. Actually, it was a relationship I was in last year. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. She told me, you know, you just don't seem self-driven. You don't have what I'm looking for right now, the things that I want in a man. You're just like, you're not there. It's you. It's not me. And I went, all right.
And
you know what it is, Chris? You going into this relationship emotionally crippled
from the beginning, which means
no,
seriously, that's what it is. Honestly,
I'm about what I'm talking about. Well, let me explain what I'm talking about.
And going into the relationship, he's emotionally crippling the other person as well.
No, I want to explain what I'm talking about. I'm talking about different what he's talking about.
That's a setup for failure, man. You want to leave me? I didn't get in call it. Oh, why? Let's make it work. Begging and all this other thing. I went, oh, all right.
See, they got to talk about what we're talking about, Lo. Can I say something? First of all, we're not going into it like this. What we're trying to say is that people, the reason why some men kill another woman is because they're emotionally attached to that woman. Because we have to talk about reality, yo. In fact,
I wasn't emotionally attached.
I'm talking about going at me.
Wow.
Damn show this is.
Yeah. That's really cheating a person though when you go in like that, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, can you explain that? What is emotionally crippled? What is
it? It's too easy to leave, man. It's too easy to walk out.
Well, I mean, if you already going in there, Chris, if you're already going into the relationship and you are already expecting it not to work, which is
right.
What you're saying, you emotionally are crippling the relationship. You going in half-baked anyway. And I mean, that's just a topic. I used emotional cripple because that's, to me,
like
that's what's going on.
I do. I like it, too. And I guess it's just myself, my way of keeping my guard up just in case something happens, like insurance.
And see,
okay, it might happen. It might not.
I like the way you say that because that's what that's the show is about today. You know how we go in with our emotional guards up because we don't want to be hurt.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Now, Mike could get this stuff about slapping and killing and doing things to women. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. That's not what we're talking about. You know?
No.
That is not what we're talking about today. You know, I don't know. You know, if it ain't one thing with Mike, it's something else. But you know what? We love Michael. Michael's still our brother, regardless.
Oh, okay.
And we gonna show Michael.
Gentlemen, what do emotions lead to? Gentlemen, no. What do emotions lead to? Actions.
So
hold on. Yes. What do emotions lead to? Actions. That's a fact. We can clearly see it. There's no debate. Let's not try to debate against Michael. That's a fact.
Michael,
that's what the motion leads
Michael,
to.
Let me
that's
ask you
what
this
I'm
question,
trying to
Michael.
Say. But hold on.
Michael,
I'm going to go back to my point.
Michael, let me ask
what
you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, since emotions lead to that, when was the last time you slapped a woman?
Excuse me?
When was the last time you slapped a woman?
I've never slapped a woman.
My point exactly.
Meaning what? That doesn't mean I got emotion. I never got emotional in a relationship. Everyone else on this phone got emotional in a relationship.
You making it seem like every time a man get emotional, he got to hit or kill somebody. And you
know what I'm trying
point.
To tell you is,
what,
listen,
what
I'm talking
me?
About, you always talk about the things in our society that's hurting our society. And we have to know how men handle our emotions and how our emotions take us to killing people. Killing black people, emotions. Us men hitting men, emotions getting locked. There's a lot of men locked up over women, sir. But what I'm saying, hold on, what I'm saying is, when she's talking about, we're not talking about going to a relationship, emotions.
I ain't arguing with you.
Well, when you balance it out, it's all about the same because he normally hangs up as many times you taste him and call back to me.
Yeah, that's true.
But he can't call back now.
He ain't gonna be able to call back if he go this time. No, I mean, good Lord. You know, he started going to the prisons and killing, and we're not talking about that. What about the brothers and stuff that's out there listening now? You know, that Chris, per se. You know, just want some answers. You know, ain't nobody talking about slapping nobody and killing. And you know, next thing you know, he be talking about a man being excited over another man's erection. Ain't nobody talking about all that right now.
Oh, God.
You know, we ain't talking about that. I know, I'm just saying, so, Michael, we're not talking about that, okay?
Right.
Gosh.
Right. Okay.
Hello. Yeah. Well, hold on. I'm going to take 1 minute. 30 seconds. Listen, we always talk about women emotional peaks and valleys. What
right.
about men? Hold up. Do we have those same peaks and valleys? Look, what causes listen, what causes them? What are they
crazy,
why are they different or how are they different from women? That's why I'm telling you, we act differently. We handle it differently. And when you say, no, we're not, I'm reading your topic of the day. I'm reading the show, sir. I'm reading the show, sir. And so what you're saying that what I'm talking about is not talking about your topic, that's not fact, sir. You said, how are they different from women? And I'm letting you know some men would take those emotions and hit a woman and get locked up in jail. So what are you talking about?
Now, what you talking about?
Man. You trying to say I'm trying to interrupt the show, man. This show is going to go on a many run. I'm still staying on the point. And what me and him is talking about is emotional attachment. When someone wants to leave you and act a certain way, you will not demean yourself or kill another dude. You will let that woman go because you're not too emotionally attached. We're not setting ourselves up, sir. You're trying to. You're not listening to what we're saying.
No,
not listening to what
not
we're
listening.
Saying. Listen, if she cries, we cries. But if she wants to leave us, we're not too attached. Well, we're going to go cry. Crazy and be distressed over. We get too attached to a human being, brother. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Once again, you know what, Michael? You emotionally crippled too. That's all I'm going to say. You know, I he hung up on that one. Shit. I mean, come on, man.
Man, everybody is Joe still on?
Nah, Joe gone. We lost Joe earlier. Yeah, we lost Joe earlier.
But, everybody that get out of a relationship, regardless of how much they love, that don't necessarily mean somebody gonna get killed, man.
Exactly.
How often does that even happen? You know.
I mean, you know, it's like when you go in a relationship, you know, You're going into wilderness, basically, because you don't know how long it's going to last, if it's going to last. However, you just can't go into it half-stepping, though, because you're defeating the purpose before you even get started.
That's right.
You know, and that's what I'm trying to get Chris to understand. You know, if you say, well, I'm not expecting to go, you already handicapping yourself and your the partner, you whoever you're dating, because they're not getting your 100% at all. Either. Now, you know, a lot of people say this 50-50 thing. A relationship is 100 and 100. It really is.
Okay.
If you're going there doing 50%, if you're going there doing 50%, you're cheating somebody else out of 50%. So you half-ass in from the get-go.
And you know what, Eric? I'm not even going to try and debate that or try and stand here and go toe-to-toe with you, my brother, because, you know, you helped me, which doesn't happen often, throughout the year, you helped me see something that, you know, there's some few things that I am doing that I ain't too quick to admit. You know, thanks a lot. You know, with that being said, with me keeping my guards up, I am expecting the best and the worst, but more of the worst. Because, hey, you know what? This could be a bomb, and I need to get some kind of army gear on just in case, you know, this stuff blow up in my face.
Right.
You know,
that's life.
That's life. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's life, you know.
Yeah.
That's just like you walking out your house every day, man. I mean, you could walk out there and you can get in your car and go to work or whatever, or you could walk out there and fall dead.
Exactly.
You know, chance you're taking. Everything you do is always a chance you're taking. If a successful business owner was worried about failure, he'd have never got there. Where he at now?
Yeah.
That's right. Hold on, let me bring Ed. You still there?
I am.
Okay. Go ahead, man. I know you've been kind of trying to get in here and there.
Yeah, I've been trying to pop a few things in there. Man, I'm going to tell you something. One of the things I see a big problem is to start off with this thing alone. Wrong. I mean, I've been married for almost 30 years, man. And I'll tell you something that I think I was going to lay it out. Something I was told by my mom, something I was told by my dad, man. I think has been a tremendous advantage all these years. One of the best tips my dad gave me was this. He said, hey, man, well, I'm going to go and say I can relate this first. I remember one time I was sitting in church, and I was looking underneath the pews, and I was taking bubble gum and making women's legs. Daddy said, it's time to talk to this boy. I was about 6, 7 years old, okay? And one of the things he told me was this, he said, hey, son, one of the best tips I can give you is learn, because you're going to marry one of these folks one day, is how to have a woman as a friend. Well, I think that's one of the best advice I ever got. Because he told me, basically, that, to be honest with you, if you want to understand them, learn to have a woman as a friend, you can surprise of all the things that they'll teach you if they trust you. And there's a whole lot of women out there, man, that are looking for a guy they can trust. And quite frankly, some of them got sense enough to know they betrayed that trust and they made a big mistake. And all I can say is I had a whole bunch of girl friends that I'm saying were friends that, man, there was time my buddies would sit back and say, oh, you got some women in your car, man. Why are you, you running after all of those? And say, nah, man. So some of those women had friends that would introduce me to women and tell them not to mess up because that's my friend. And I can only tell you, man, the conversations that you can get into with women when they more so trust you. I can only say this, bro. I'm kind of thankful in a way because at the time I found my wife, I wasn't looking for one. In fact, I was still busy. Until I had a dream one night that I kissed her, and I liked it a whole lot. That's all I'm gonna
You liked it in the dream, huh?
Oh, heck yeah. And now I wound up calling up and say, hey, you ain't gonna believe this, but man, we had been friends for about 3 years. Your family, you know, she knew my folks the whole bit, man. And I think that helped a whole lot, man, because quite frankly, man, we already had water on the bridge as friends. Even entertaining anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when you take yourself to a situation with society that, first thing you want to do is set yourself a plan. And that's priority, first and foremost. Man, I ain't got time to be with a woman who doesn't understand. First and foremost, she got to be dealing with a person. Now, I'm not trying hard to put it that way. I'm just real, man. I ain't got time for it. Because a huge difference between dealing with another person and first thing that's on their mind is something, or whatever. And dealing with somebody that you got to convince me. So, frankly, think about it. I know it's going to sound funny to put this way, but my mentality is that I don't understand the water going into it. And I'm serious when I say that. And if you both understand that, let me see if I don't need something else real quick. I got a blessing. I didn't think that's true. I think that's a blessing. I ran into a woman that for my last year's girl as well. Perhaps she said, years. I say maybe 5 or 6, 7 years before I found out about marriage. So I found out what it was to have a woman or somebody really loved it. Okay? Ain't nothing gonna replace them. I said to myself, if I went into another one like that, and guess what? I wasn't interested. See, I felt like I was, you know, too scared of them. And if you go into this thing, man, playing games and somebody gotta win, somebody gotta lose, you're talking about being silly, man, you got a problem. And I think a lot of times we don't see that. And it's actually obstacle to us getting the very best out of the relationship that we would have otherwise hated. I think the society is totally becoming improper now. I know it's just funny, but when my baby's running around there, it's gone so I got me. Man, I need something to do. But I can just simply tell you, bro, I could have stopped any part of this the whole time. And if some girl that I would have known, probably could have by herself or whatever, to stop by at any old hour to the game. If you just and we were just cool. The same thing going on. That's cool.
Ed, I don't mean to interrupt you, man, but you kind of distorted. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether you're driving or what, but you it's hard to understand you right now.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Is this a little better? Is this
Mike muffled. Mike muffled,
yeah,
or
something.
Mike, yeah.
Mike muffled? Wow, that's surprising. This is a heck of a mic. I got this. let me see if I can pop this a little bit. Is that a little better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
That's a little bit better. Okay, I just turned the mic. That's going to get the mic. But yeah, man, I think the biggest problem is, man, everybody got ulterior motives, man. And like you said, you're talking about those 100%. That's the truth. There ain't nothing wrong with, you know, everybody got each other's back, man. I think the idea is that, well, I think a lot of times, man, we got too many stuff for us. And I'm only going to tell you something. This is going to sound funny when I tell you. It might not be a trick, but, you know, some of us need to think about this, man. I know when I was dating, okay? I was taking sometimes women to places where I knew they were going to get hit on, okay? But I knew they were going to get hit on. And if someone gets down, I was concerned. Guess what? I knew I was the one to be serious about. Because, I mean, I sit down and say, hey, man, this is going to sound funny, put it this way, but sometimes you sit down first start building. Okay. Sometimes at the time, sitting down in the car and say, spending half the night talking about it, say, okay, this is the relationship I expect and my part of the relationship, this is what I expect, you know, it's okay, now, if you can spend all this time, you're going to talk about this place to the top, and somebody is finding it a little difficult to maintain what's necessary to maintain that relationship. Well, okay.
Yeah, it's my problem, Larry.
Is it? Okay, well, let me see if I can
read it. Yeah, it's something going on with your phone, man. It's real muffled, man.
It's real muffled, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's real. I don't know. I mean, it's muffled. I'll just let you know. You know those.
What about now? I just turned one mic off and went to another. Is that a little clear?
It sounds a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully we don't have a lot of that reverb. Let me see if I can do something about that, man. Let me turn that down a little bit. And how about now? Is that a little clearer?
That sounds about the same as it was just a minute ago when you asked me. Like I said, I don't know what's going on with it. It's almost like you holding something over to something.
Wow, it sounds like Skype connection, man. It sounds like something real funny with Skype connection. Usually doesn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it may be the connection itself, wherever you at.
Break up from you too, man, on my end.
Oh yeah, okay.
Connection.
Yeah, probably is. All right, well, we're gonna end it right there, man. We 30 minutes in overtime. I mean, that's something that I'll be talking about. But as I always do before we get up out of here, man, we're going to go ahead and let y'all get y'all final words in. And we're going to go ahead and start with Ed, the new man on the totem pole. Go ahead, Ed. You got 2 minutes.
Hey,
final words.
I ain't going to say nothing much. I know it's already a little bit muffled. But hey, man, let us just try to realize something, man. It's time to get past all the games and try to play in our relationship. Because, quite frankly, man, when you start playing and talk about somebody got to win and somebody got to lose, man, you're talking about functioning as a unit. Hey, can't even one of you suffer that oftentimes a lot. So we're going to have to try to step up the game a little bit, man, and stop playing. If you understand when I say step up the game, I mean stop playing. Man. Step out beyond the bagman game because somebody got to win somebody got to lose. Because, quite frankly, you need to ask the question, man. Somebody made a game where somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. And guess what? They might not have had the best motives in the first place. Think about it. The game meant to catch the player. We got to stop stepping and let line ourselves and step down at that level. Because the whole lot of influences out here that don't want folks to say get along. And we got to stop playing them games and let ourselves get played.
All right. All right, and thank you, Mr. Ed, and once again, thank you for joining us today, and hope to see you tomorrow, man. All right, Mr. Chris.
Yeah.
All right, final words, bro.
Man, I like to say to say to the great show,
into a personal thank you, Eric Jackson, that this is the best advice that someone ever told me about some things I really need to look at myself when it comes to just myself being in a relationship and keeping my guards on and off and when to let go and the handicap things you mentioned that I might have been touched with a little bit. mostly just past handicap and, you know, in order to have a successful relationship, I need to think going into one that's going to be one instead of, okay, just in case something happens. So, love the show. Best advice I've heard all this year. Someone has, you know, pointed that out to me. So, thanks again.
All right. No problem, bro. And we learn stuff from each other every day.
Here.
Yeah, that's a doubt. All right. See you tomorrow. All right, Vernon. Right. You got the last word, man.
Great show, man. Great show. Chris, I don't know if you're still there listening, but, hey, man, anytime you're in a relationship, you need to give 100%, man. If you ain't going to give 100%, you know, especially you talking about entering into a marriage, man, don't even cheat the other person. That's like Eric said, man, that's a crippled relationship from the jump start, man. It's handicapped. So, you know, just, you know, be 100%. Men, don't be scared to show your emotions. You feel like crying, cry. Hey, take care, Eric.
All right, man. See you tomorrow. All right, man. Another great show. And I want to say today, everybody that called in, the ladies, Miss Lady, Mace, thank y'all for joining us, too. Your comments were greatly appreciated. My chat room, East Coast, hey, bro, you hanging in there. Probably Benny, I know he's gone. As we say it, new call on the block. Hey, I want to say thank you to everybody else who's out there listening. Hey, I do appreciate you because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Well, I would, but I'd be talking to myself. So it's the same thing. Of course it is. Well, as I always do, my last words for the day. And should be interesting, I think. Ladies, repeatedly, you say you need a man that is thoughtful and emotionally accessible. When you catch that so-called man, you claim he is too nice, you will run over him, etc. A number of men truly attempt to accommodate their mates by making an effort to be emotionally available, but are met with persistent criticism. Ladies, have any of you considered your emotional availability? How can you request someone to be something you are not? Therefore, the next time you ask a man about being emotionally available, check the looking glass and see if you are there. Wow. That sounded better. I read it again. All right. Well, that's it for the day, y'all. Join me tomorrow when the topic is going to be, can men and women be only friends? I think that should be another hot one. remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and don't forget to forgive with an open heart. In other words, if your heart is closed, you can't forgive anybody. Your heart must be open first before you can forgive anyone else. All right, that's it. Till tomorrow, y'all, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 Pacific time. Until then, y'all have a good one, man. I'm out of here.
I've been waiting.